we were talking about the machloket between Rashi and Tosos and everyone else who actually said anything. Rashi said that the heter was lo kivol lov achrayas, because when I'm a yached, a bias for the guy, what I'm telling him is that I'm not accepting achrayas like the Gemara of Habes and Hamach. Well, Tosos and everyone else said that no, af al pi the kivol alav achrayas mutter mishum she'eino matzoi. It's a different heter. Even if you're kabbal achrayas, it is mutter because it's not mutter biyado. Tos compares it to mekabbal achrayas al chem toshel goy beveisel shel goy. Right? If I'm an insurance company and I have achrayas for something that's not in my possession at all, lachar pashut, that it is mutter. And what did the Tosos Rid say? Said the Tosos Rid that this machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, is gufa, the machlokas amarai between our papa and Rav Ashi, that Rav Papa held like Rashi, but Rav Ashi, which l'chor is the maskana of the Gemara, held like Tosos. Okay, now, we had a lot of trouble, and so far no one won $1 million, like every shot, like could be, and every shot has advantages, disadvantages, but I don't have a really smooth shot yet. What was the problem with Rashi? The problem with Rashi was twofold. Was, number one, meaning conceptually, there's nothing to talk about in Rashi. All he says is that if you're not Mekabel Achrayas, it's Mutter. If you are Mekabel Achrayas, it's Asher. We already know them enough to pay him at Beis. There is no new substantive content to this sugya according to Rashi. The issue with Rashi is just, does it make sense in the Gemara? Is it not conceptually, what's a svara? He doesn't have a svara. He just says there is no new svara here. The question just doesn't work. And there are two problems in terms of whether this works. Number one is, how does this tie into the whole question of Besa Denafshe and Sliwis Kanya? Right? Number one, Besa Denafshe / Sliwis Kanya. How does that part of the Gemara, how does that part of the Gemara make any sense? For Rashi, it's about not taking a chrayus. It's not about who's kone the real estate that is holding this chametz. So I said, in my humble opinion, I think that maybe you could say, like the Tosos Rid, that no, Rashi was only saying the sheet of Rav Papa. Once he got to Rav Ashi, Rashi changed his tune, in which case, when it comes to Rav Ashi, he's the same as Tosos, and it's all about who owns the real estate, who doesn't own the real estate. So first we think it's based at an option, the guy, then we say the sphere is not Kanye, then we say, well, it doesn't matter, it's a Matsu Pidia guy. Not everyone wants to accept my shot. So the other possibility is, I guess there's another two possibilities, which is, one is one possibility is to say that, and here it gets much more complicated. I don't remember who said what at the end of Shir, it doesn't matter. I forget which guy in Shir said which. Also, it's all in the Achronim. Chaim could tell us from the back of the Masifta which Achron said which. I'm sure they have 5 pages about this. I'm sure they have 1 page about this. Anyway, what you could say, but I think it's also a little dachuk, is that no, that this line is like Tosos. This line is like Tosos, but in the Maskana, it goes back to Rashi. You know what I mean by Tosos and Rashi. Taka, at first, it's Tosos Rid says Rav Papa was based on Achrayas. Rav Ashi is based on Bailus on the Makum. Say no, Rav Papa was based on Achrayas. Rav Ashi, at first, they thought it was Bailus on the Makum. They said it's not the guy's house, but it is the guy's house, because here's Lo Kanya. And then they changed their mind and went back to Achrayas, and they say, oh, it's all about Motzi V'Yado, it's all about Achrayas. So you could say that. What is the weakness of that? The weakness of this pshat is, and it's not a crazy pshat, Rav Ashi says, no, it's about the guy's house, because he brings it to his own house. Let me say, but it's not his house. It's serious Lo Kanya. So then he says, you're right, it's really about Motzi, it's really about not taking a chrayus. The only problem with this pshat is the Rashi, meaning if you were defending Rashi, she's without Rashi, this is not a bad shot at all. Problem is the last Rashi in the Sugya, Rashi's last word in the Sugya, She'ein Matzu B'Yadcha, and the end of Rav Ashi, the bottom line, says, Shari Osa Zavis Mesura L'Nachri. This corner, this area, even though it's Lokanya, is given over to the Goyim. Right? He doesn't say anything about a Christ. Like in that last line of the Gemara, all he says is, at mutter, because this real estate is given over to the guy, even though it's not Tanya, it's Mesura to him. So Rashi, in the last line of the Sugya, seems to say, it's about who, not who owns the real estate, because Skinner's Lokanya, but about who is in control, who is in charge of, who is, whose real estate this is in a practical sense, if not in a formal legal accounting sense. And he doesn't say anything on a Christ. If this was Shana Rashi, he should have said that, what's the last line of the Gemara? Shani Hacha, and Rashi should have said the same thing he said in Hebe Beis, earlier in Daf Vav and Aleph. Misha Matzu Biyadcha, Rashi should have said, to quote the Lashon earlier, give me a second. What does Rashi say earlier? He says, "Ah, matzu biyadcha l'chol chefcha hainu dekibel achrayus." So that matzu biyadcha kibel achrayus. Instead, he talks about the real estate. So the problem is that this, you know, doesn't work. In Rashi, it would work if Rashi hadn't spoiled this shot, but we're trying to figure out Rashi's shot. Remember, no other Rishon said this. She'ein matzu biyadcha. So you solve the first problem, you get into a second problem, which is why I'm not mekabel this pshat. The other possibility, which is what the Kedusha Ran says, and here I'm just echoing the Kedusha Ran, right? Okay, we keep letters, right? Aleph, that says the Kedusha Haran. He says, no, this I think is big Kedush. He says, when the Gemara says he's not bringing it to his own house, what it means is that whether or not you take Achrayus depends who has Bailus on the house. It's really all about Achrayus, but Achrayus is totally on Bailus. If you're giving the guy the house, then you're not taking Achrayus. But if Skewis Lokanya, it's really your house, you are taking Achrayus. So what does he say? Really, it's all about Achrayus, but Achrayus depends on formal Kenyan on the real estate. And therefore, if Skiris would be Kanya, it would be the guy's real estate and you wouldn't have Achrayus. But since Skiris is low Kanya, therefore you do have Achrayus. This is a big finish, because you and I would have thought, if we knew, Rashi said, when I say I'll put it in my house, I'm taking Achrayus. When I say I'm giving you over this room, I'm not taking Achrayus. What would we have thought? It's just a difference of umdana of what I meant. When I say, put it in my house, I mean I'll take Achrayus. When I say, I'm giving you over this room, I mean you won't take Achrayus. I am not taking Achrayus. And it has nothing to do with whether Skiris is Kanya or Lokanya, whether a real estate transaction is taking place. Like, we would never have thought the difference between Hanach Lefanai, which is Shomerchina, versus Habesa Kamach, which is not Achrayus, is based on the formal status of Kinyan on the space. It's just based on the umdana of what the guy meant. And clearly, the umdana of what the guy meant doesn't depend whether Skiris is Kanya or low Kanya. Right? And not everyone's a Tamil Chacham that their umdana depends on his Kanya. This is a big chiddush of the Kedusha Ran, big chiddush that the reason why, if I yachid lo bayis, there's no achrayis, is because the formal result of it becoming your house. What? There are two ways to explain that. Either, but what is he assuming? Either he's assuming that there's a rule in the Torah. Whenever I let you put your thing in my house, regardless of what I mean, when I let you put it in my house, I become a shomer. But if it's your house, I don't become a shomer. I mean, shmira is not an umdah that you accept it. Shmira is a zeres hakasov, that when I allow you to put your thing in my property, it's shmira. But when it's not my property, it's not shmira. I mean, nothing to do with what I have in mind.
Yeah, I think it could be even worse than the way that I'm asking, because the last comment is not going to.
You mean the Maskana Sfiris is not Kona, and yet the Gemara Kama, and Baba Kama says that when I say Habesa Kambach, the house, then I'm not a Shomer. So it seems to be against the Shakta Vataria. Unless, you know.
Isn't he just stretching Rabbi Mutam a bit? The Svara that Tosus brings in the Svara that Tosus brings for a Papa or a Rabbi Mutam, the Ran is just stretching it a little.
I don't think so, because I think he's trying to get it to be caught, meaning when he defends Rashi, which in the end he gives up on. You know, he's trying to, he's trying to get it turned into a Chayis. Now, Chaim sent me from the a picture from the back of the Sifta that the Magana Elef tries to give a twist to make the Siddush Aram work better. He says, no, really, you had in mind to take a Chayis and become a Shomer. But you need a Kinyan to become a Shomer. And therefore, as long as it's my house, I have a Kinyan Chatzer, and I become a Shomer. But if Sfiris would be Kanyu, it would be your house, then I wouldn't have a Kinyan Chatzer, and therefore, I had in mind to be Shomer. But technically, the Kinyan Chatzer depends on whose house it is. Okay, that's an assumption, but not a crazy assumption. I mean, you have to look at the Gemara and Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Tes, wherever it is, about taking the Sheep of Shomer, etc. Okay, but in any case, the problem is, as the Shiran himself says, I still can't get it worked with the end of the Gemara. Still doesn't work in the end of the Gemara. After all, if we say that whether or not you take a Chayis depends on the real estate, then what's the Gemara saying at the end? Ah, though you must say, it's not Motsu Yado, right? Either someone who's Miach Lobayis gives over the real estate and doesn't take a Chayis, or it's still his real estate and he does take a Chayis. You know, Motsu Yado is a detail of what's Bal Yerabai Motsu, not a detail of who's taking a Chayis, who's not taking a Chayis. In my opinion. In my not even humble opinion. Okay, but maybe not. Anyway, so yeah, and especially in Rashi. Rashi in the end says, that Zavis is given over to him. What do you mean that Zavis is given over to him? That Zavis is given over to him, and therefore, I'm not taking a Chayis, and that explains the Gemara in Baba Kama, and that changes all the rules of Shomrim and Kosher Mishpat. Really? The Drush of Lo Yimatzei teaches us the rules of Shomrim and Kosher Mishpat? No, it teaches us the rules of Chameit. So it doesn't really work either. The last possibility is what maybe, I forget who was saying at the end, the Rav takes this approach. This is a big finish. The Rav in Harei Kedem, okay, you can look it up, I didn't put it. He has a big finish. He says no. He says it's only mutter if there's no achrayas and it's not the Jew's house. Meaning, according to Tosos and all the Rishonim, it's mutter if there's no achrayas, or if it's not my house. If there's no achrayas, it's mutter even in my house. If it's not my house, it's mutter even if there's achrayas. No, it's only mutter if there's no achrayas and it's not my house. So therefore, Rashi at the beginning was saying that, Yichud Habayis is not taking achrayas. And then the Gemara is pointing out, it's not taking achrayas. What does Rashi say? This is what it's saying. I'm not taking a Chayis and it's not in my house. The Gemara says, really? You're not taking a Chayis and it's not in your house, but it is your house, because Schiris Lotanya. So no, it's not my house, it's not Motzu in my house. This is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Now all the Rashi's work. If you're willing to accept this tremendous Chiddush, that Rashi thinks that it's only Mutter if I don't take a Chayis and it's not my house. And I'm a Yachid Lobayis. And but if I don't take a Chayis and it's in my house, then it's still Usher. When the Gemara earlier said, Hadiki at the Afim Beis, Stira, the Hadiki Lechayis, Had Lokebel Lechayis, what it means, Hadiki Lechayis, not in my house, that's Usher. Had Loki Lechayis, not in my house, is Mutter. And the Bnei Chayla, you know, was Usher because the Bells of Christ, and it wasn't in their house. You have to say they're Miyachi Lobayis. Basically, that's a big Chiddush. Rashi never hinted, and the Gemara doesn't sound anywhere until now. Like, it's only Mutter if there's no Achrayis, and it's not in my house. But if you're willing to swallow that tremendous Chiddush, then you can explain this Rashi. And that's what Rashi means. Rashi saying, Le'olam HaSeifa, Lo Yimotzei sounds like it's also there's Achrayis. If there's no Achrayis, it's Mutter. But bevateichem, even if there's no achrayis, it's still us if it's in my house. So it has to be out of my house. So it's not in my house, so it's miyachid us. It's lotanya, okay, but it's not matzli in my house. Okay, this is a tremendous chiddush. If you're willing to accept it, then you can read Rashi. In my opinion, I think if there are four ways to read Rashi, and two of them are nistar by Rashi at the end of the sugya, and you're left with two options, I think the Rav is a tremendous chiddush. I really think Pashim Shana Rashi, they both like the Tosos read. In which case, he's really the same as Tosos Halacha Lamaisa, and there's really no such sheet as Rashi. According to me, then I get out of the problem of the Nesivos. I get out of the problem of the Nesivos. By the way, Agav, the Nesivos, I think clearly, I mean the Makor Chayim obviously, clearly read Rashi this way, because what does the Nesivos say? If I have Achrayus, but I sell the guy my a room in my house, that's okay, because now it's not in my house. Just, though, if I have Achrayus, I rent him, that doesn't help, because Skiris Lo Kanya. Meaning, that really, if I can sell him the property, that's okay, because it's okay to take Achrayus if it's not in my house. And really, at least this Havamina line is saying, like, Tosos, it's okay to take Achrayus if it's not in my house. If I sell you my house, it's not my house. But if I rent you my house, it is my house. And then we go back to Achrayus. So, Halacha L'maisa, what does this mean? Let's go to Halacha L'maisa, and then I want to go to Tosos and say, you know, what I really think is shot in the Rif and the Rambam. Etc. Halacha L'maisa, according to the Tosfos and every other Rishon who explains himself, and the Tosfos read the Maskana, assuming we hold like the Rashi Maskana, which is a fair assumption, and according to me, even according to Rashi, when I say Rashi, I was like Tosfos read, even if I take a chrayis, it's fine as long as I rent out that part of the house to the guy. According to the way the most Rishonim understand Rashi, and most Achronim understand Rashi, and they may even add Sholtos and Bahag and the Rif and the Ramban, then even if I rented my house, it's still a problem if I took Achrayus, and that's why did Siva say Armachir's coming doesn't work? Because he made two assumptions. A, it's considered Achrayus, which we analyzed already, which is based on past like Rambam against the Raivin, and like one Shah of the Rambam against the other Shah of the Rambam. And B, even though I rented in my house, it doesn't help because we hold like Rashi. And so even though I rented in my house, it doesn't help if I took Achrayus.
I didn't understand the question before. Why does selling help anymore? If you were
Because he says that within Rashi, and this is not between these things, you're right, I said it too quickly. There are two ways to understand Rashi. The heter is because lo kibel achrayus. What does he think about ownership of the real estate? So you could say that. According to Rashi, the ownership of the real estate is completely irrelevant. But the other option is saying no. According to Rashi, the owner of the ownership of the real estate is relevant. Just schiras lo kanya, so renting the real estate doesn't help. And that's how the Nesivos understands Rashi. The Nesivos understands Rashi that even really that the, you know, if here we have, okay, Tosfos Bechuli says it's only Usser, the Isser is, or what I'm saying is this, right? Hold on 1 second. Tosfos Bechuli says that Isser Kabbalah Sachrayah says Tosfos only in space I own and occupy. Right? Motsub Yogi. Space I own and occupy. If I rented it out, whether it's Kanye or not, we don't care. Maybe Rashi, right? This is L'chora. Rashi, let's say, Lefichi Dusharan. No. Anywhere. Right? Doesn't matter. He just doesn't hold this whole thing of Bateichem. Bateichem was just maybe, okay, that's fair. Bateichem, maybe Rashi. Bateichem was just a Havamina. can say this a little better. Batechem was a half amina, or batechem didn't really mean, they only mean batechem. It was really, but Rashi, lefi, the Makor Chayim, he says, what does Rashi say, lefi, the Makor Chayim? He says, no, only space. Oh, I am, sorry. I'm back. Sorry, that was right. Only in space that I own. Meaning, he admits it has to be Batechem. He just doesn't admit that that's what Motzer B'Yadin is talking about. Right? It's only Batechem if I own it, but if I own it, I rent it out to you, I still own it, because Schiris Lo Kanya. Only space I own, even if it's rented out. No, that's regular Gemara. Gemara says, if it's not the Batechem, it's okay. But rent it out is still mine. But if I had sold it to you, then it wouldn't be mine. It says in the Sivas, if you would rewrite all the stars with yours, come and say, I'm selling the guy this room, which of course would not help in Eretz Yisrael, because then there would be an Esed Raisa to sell the guy. I mean, whatever, you have to say that coolest that they say by Shemitah, but it wouldn't help, you know, for the Chazanish in Eretz Yisrael. Who says that Heplikir's may or may not solve the Shemitah problem, but it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay, so that's why I'm saying you might have said for Rashi, he disagrees with Bivatechem at all, right? He disagrees with the whole idea of Bivatechem, meaning, let's put it this way. Tosfos has the drushas only Bivatechem and the drusha of Motsui. Only Bivatechem advice that's Motsui to you. You could say Rashi has no such drasha. That was all Mahavamin, or it didn't really mean it. Or you could say, no, the Mesiva assumes you do have the drasha of Bivatechem. It's only also in your house. But not Motsui. That drasha, Rashi doesn't think that has anything to do with this. Again, it's against Rashi on the daf, which is why I don't like the Mesiva's shot. Say, no, the Motsui is only about Achrayus. It's not about real estate. Right? That's the Nesivas. But I checked every single star of Hiris Kalei ever written, only since I rent the guy in space. That's what the Nesivas doesn't hold from it. What do we say back to the Nesivas? Remember, what we say back to the Nesivas is you can have three tzadim to deny the Nesivas. The Nesivas makes three assumptions, right? Why does the Nesivas answer all of our Hiris Kalei? He makes three assumptions. What are the three assumptions? Number one, like the Rambam, Achrayus Ba'onis is Aser. Number two, like one shot in the Rambam, within the Rambam, that Achrayus Ba'onis is Aser, even without a formal Shmira, right? Remember, we said that was the Machlokes in the Sivas and the Chai Adam. Number three, like Rashi, that Achrayus is up, even if I rent the space to the guy. Okay. The Minigolim said do Mechiris Chametz. The Minigolim said interrupted. The Minigolim said do Mechiris Chametz. Why? So, the Minigolim is to say this is true. Right? If you look at Bir Halacha discussed this, Taf Mem Ches. He says, why is the Minigol doing Mechiras Chametz? He quotes Nesivas. You know, in Bir Halacha, he doesn't often paskin. But you can tell which way he's leaning. He quotes Nesivas whenever it's always the word but. Right? He says, Nesivas says this, but many Achronim say otherwise. So that generally means he's being not in the middle. That we accept. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Machaber, paskin like the Rambam. This, we also accept, much to my chagrin. The Magen Avraham, based on the Beis Yosef, based on the Shabrach, so why are you not in the comments?
Bliach, I know it's in
the Olam, he says this,
telephone.
He holds like the Nishmas Adam. Right? That's what the Bir Halacha says. He says, nah, he holds like the Nishmas Adam, that we had on the other recovery sheet, that even by Rabbi Masei, yeah, it doesn't. The achrayus could be informal, but there has to be a formal basis. If you ask me to be matzlik minigolam, I would argue on the Bir Halacha. if you ask me to be matzdik the minhag olam, I would say, and here, if you ask me to be matzdik, while he is dieting, I would think we should accept the Rambam, and we should accept this, in my humble opinion. No, it's very clear. It's not real to roots of humor, to use the language of the Ramban. It's not really about your formal status topic, this chametz. It's about practically how you view this chametz. Do you view this chametz as yours? Do you have an ownership financial relationship with it? In which case, well, I say we all know this chametz is mine. I know technically not, but we all know practically the chametz is mine. And I would say, but I'd be more comfortable saying I'd be matzli the minhag olam by rejecting Rashi. After all, we're rejecting Rashi. The Bahag never said it, the Shultos never said it, the Rif never said it, the Rambam never said it. And I haven't explained why, but I think I'll have a good explanation why. And Rashi never said it. Because I think the only good pshat of Rashi is, or the best pshat of Rashi is like the Tosred. I admit it's not the most good pshat of Rashi. I admit Rashi doesn't give it away anywhere. I'm waiting for the smoking gun in Rashi that gives away, oh, there's one line in Rashi, maybe hiding someplace that proves the only... Okay, but I think the best pshat of Rashi is Tosfos written, which his Rashi also never said. He said it for a papa. We don't pass it like for a papa. We pass it like for Rashi. Simple pshat is we always pass it like whoever comes last in Shas. Simple pshat, pass it like for Rashi. So, okay, I would have been matzik the olam differently than the Mishnah Berurah did. The Mishnah Berurah, I think I said again, is in Tuf Mem Ches. But Beseder, okay. That's another way to be matzik the olam. Maybe I'll come back in a little bit. And I will re-question the minhag olam. But, you know, you always have to not submit to Minigola, right? You can't say every Jew in the last 500 years has violated Pagan Rabbani Matzev. Okay, so I would have picked a different way based on the fact that I just disagree with all, I'm disagreeing with all the Achronim about Rashi, saying there's no such Shita. Okay, that's what I would have said. Obviously, Luli to Mistafina. Now, I want to look at Tosfos, because Tosfos is much more interesting. Now I want to look at Tosfos for a moment. What's pshat in Tosfos? Afagav dekibul achrayas, mutter if it's not mutter biyato. Meaning, even though I accepted achrayas, if it's mutter, if it's not in my property, and it could be even Rashi would agree if I sold it. Right? What's pshat in Tosfos? What is the svara of Tosfos? If I accepted achrayas, why is it mutter if it's not in my property? Here we get to the most fundamental machlokas. What's the most fundamental machlokes? What if it was my chametz? What if it's my chametz? If it's my chametz but not in my property, is that usher or mutter? My chametz not in my property. So
it's a classic machlokes. That's a classic machlokes. Rashi Ramban.
This is the classic machlokes. Rishonim. What does Ramban say? The Ramban says, what are the two tzadim? On the one hand, what does the Mechilta say? Black and white, seemingly. What does the Mechilta say? Yatzachem
Tzachem
Yisrael. I forget the Lashon, I apologize. But they so shall not.
And so she Yisrael.
It's not for Shuso. What does the Mechilta say? The Mechilta says that there's just a heter for coming down on my Rishos. And all Argamar clarifies that it doesn't depend who owns the Rishus of Iskiris Kanya, it depends who's Matsoy in the Rishus. Okay, there's a heter of chametz outside my Rishus. Why? Lo yimatzei bevateichem, lo yirabichol gvulecha. Okay, bateichem gvulecha, not the bottom and gvul of other people. Okay, that is the Shita Ramban. So basically, here's the machlokas. Says the Ramban, says that... that by a rabbi in Matzah is only if you own it or a chrayas. Or let's say better. Fundamental machlokas about by a rabbi in Matzah. Let me, you know what, I'm going to have to erase the board. Okay. Next board. Okay, what's the fundamental machlokas? The fundamental machlokas is this. Is, what about Chemzo shel Yisrael Beveso shel Goy, for example? or lechora the bias of another Jew. Remember, we saw the same exact machlokas. Same machlokas, the same mishonim on the same sides. No one contradicts themselves, Baruch Hashem. Or even in the house of another Jew. Right? So, says the Ramban, Mutter, says the Ramban Mutter, that is why it says, Bivatechem and Chod Vulecha. Vatechem and Vulecha means in your property, not in someone else's property. Right? Right? The Mutter is Vatechem and Vulecha means your property. And a chanami doesn't have to be your house, right? It could be your backyard, Boro Shechina Ma'aros. But it has to be your property. And what's the svara? The svara is, the iser is only owning chametz in your property. Again, it's not a svara, it's just a restatement, right? The iser is only owning chametz in your property. Okay, why? I don't know, that's what the Torah said. You want to know why? Who knows? Maybe it's zir shomi yavam l'achum. You're only likely to eat it if it's yours and in your property. Because if it's someone else's property, you're not going to encounter it. If it's not yours, you're not likely to eat it. Or maybe, no, the iser is just having a relationship with this chametz. Having this chametz be important to you. It's only important to you if it's yours. And if you're going to encounter it. If it's part of your everyday life, it's in your property. Who knows? Anyway, that's the Ramban. Who agrees with the Ramban? Which Rishonim agree with the Ramban? Remember, we had the same thing on the Daf Dalet Aleph by Masker and Socher. We asked, forget the Bigas Chomitz. Who violates Bar Rabbi Yimotzei? And the Ramban, I don't think there was a Ramban there, but the Rabbeinu Dov and Ol Tamina, the Ramban all said, no one violates Bar Rabbi Yimotzei because one guy doesn't own it, and the other guy owns it, but it's not his property. Right? Who agrees with the Ramban? Someone give me a quick list.
The Rosh brings Gaonim.
The Rush brings the Gaonim, which is interesting. We'll come back to that in a moment. But there are basically all the Rishonim we have here who are from the followers of the Ramban, right? Rabbi David and the Ritva and the Ran,
of course.
Right? These are all from what we call the Beit Midrash of the Ramban, right? The Rabbi David is the Talmud of the Ramban, the Ritva is the Talmud of the Talmud of the Ramban, the Ran is the Talmud of that generation, the Maram is the Talmud of that generation, the Mechalav is the Talmud of that generation. They all agree, and the Me'iri happens to agree as well. Even though the Me'iri is not necessarily following the Ramban, he liked the Svara here. Okay, and what is the Mukar in the Pasuk? What is the Raya? The Raya is, it's a Mefurish Mechilta. And black and white, seemingly. Okay, who disagrees?
Rambam.
Right, who disagrees with Tosfos? The Rambam. The Rambam says, even if you put in the house of a Goy, you're still over. And Tosos said, remember, it was in Tosos, Rebbeinu Peretz, and the Tosos, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, they say the owner violates, who cares what house it is? And it's in the Tosos, Rebbeinu Peretz here. And it's implied in Tosos here, because what does Tosos say? Oh, it's like taking a phrase of a goy in the house of a goy. Seemingly, I wouldn't have proven it, but it obviously fits in. Your chametz in the house of a goy might be also, but take a phrase in the house of a goy is not. So what's the other option is, let's call it the Rambam and the Tosos. Again, not necessarily Tosos on the Daf explicitly. Tosos on the Daf never explicitly says anything. Let's even call Tosos your parents. Fine. All say, no, it is Usher. Meaning Usher means Oraisa. Okay. What's the Araya? What Sugya proves that it's Usher to have chametz even in the house of a guy? Their Raya is the Mishnah and the Gemara later on in Daf Lamed through. Lamed Aleph. Exactly. Hirhino etzlo. What do we say? Anochi shehilva shalochem to achar pesach. A guy who lends money to a Jew. Now you have to go to the Gemara. The Mishnah doesn't say too much. But the Gemara says, Hirhino etzlo. I give my chametz over to the guy as a mashkon. It's in the guy's house. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that it's still usher. Right? Nachmishalokani, he's not Kona, it's just in his house. It's your chametz in his house, so it's Usher. So it's Avar. No, he said, Me'achshav, it's only Mutter if you get Tznai that when you don't pay, retroactively it becomes his chametz. Then it was his chametz. But a Stam case where I put my chametz in the guy's house, I'm over. That's more foolish. Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Raya, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Alpha, they says that if I give put my chametz to the guy's house as a mashkon, I'm over, unless I retroactively give him ownership of the chametz from before Pesach, right? But if my chametz in the guy's house, I am over. Okay, that. What do they do with batechem and vulecha? So here they don't fully explain. Now, what about batechem? What about vulecha? So we'll see different options. Vulecha, I think you all know the rush is going to take a slightly different twist, right? But before we get to the rush, vulecha might mean, who says gvulecha means your property? Maybe a gvul means anywhere, right? Gvulecha. Batecha means my beso vershusa of kol vershusa, right? What is it more darshan? Ish ki yakdish es beso kodesh l'shem, my beso vershusa of kol vershusa. That's fine. But I think they would say, chol gvulecha means any of your boundaries in the whole country. Gvulecha doesn't mean your property. Gvulecha means anywhere. What do you do with batecha? L'chora. They would say vulecha equals anywhere. That's the whole point of vulecha. Vulecha means wherever it is, even if it's not on your property. A gvul doesn't mean your property. Us says vulecha. No, vulecha doesn't mean your property. Vulecha means any boundaries of any country in which you would live. Okay, what do you do with matechem? Sahar lo you matzei b'matechem. Here, it's not 100% clear. What do they do with the word matechem? After all, it doesn't say only matechem. In fact, that's what our Gemara says, right? Our Gemara says, so, okay, we'll see different ways of getting out of the word batechem. Okay, the truth is there's so many different explanations you give. You could say the mechilta. Mechilta says batechem means you have to own the chametz. Batechem just means, just like you own your house, you have to own the chametz. It's a remez to owning the chametz. Or you could say, like the first day we're in Dublin, if I'm not mistaken, but Batechem just teaches you that in a house you violate twice and in a field you violate once. But, you know, we still have to figure out, like, maybe is there something to Batechem here? Let's leave that. I'm not even going to put it on the board yet. Let's leave that as a question.
Rabbi, that's clearly what the Rambam says, but doesn't the Tosfot explain differently?
Ah, okay. So, good. What does the Rambam say? If you put in a guy's house, it's also shvul yimatzei b'batechem. Ah, what does that mean? So what are you going to say about batechem? What are you going to say about vulecha batechem? Okay, let's even batechem. So what are you going to have to say? Let's just say, but we'll do better. And you're right, I want to come back to that, but give me a minute. Maybe lav davka. Maybe it just means anywhere it is, and maybe like the mechilta, it's a hint to mean you own the chametz, not you own the house. Okay, even though it's going to be a little dachuk, and therefore we're going to try and say a little better, right? Try and say a little better. Okay, now, what's the svara? The svara is very pashut. Owning chametz is usher. Regardless, you're not allowed to own chametz. Who cares where it is? Not a crazy story. You're not allowed to own chametz. That's the etzem machlokes. Is the iser owning chametz, or is there only chametz in your property? Okay, just technically. So what does the Ramban do with the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph? And what does Tosos do with the Mechilta? First of all, who agrees with Tosos? Who agrees with Tosos is the Rush. The Rebbe Yonah quoted in the Rush, the Re'az, like on the next page after the Re'az I gave you. If you just flip one page, you'll see he says explicitly like Tosos. That's going to be important. I should have put on the Tosos Re'ed. They all hold like Tosos and the Rambam. Okay, now, just simple question. What does the Ramban do with the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph? That he's very explicit, and all the Rishonim are explicit. What do they do with the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph? How do they get out of it?
With the Rabbana.
Yeah, exactly. He says the Ramban, No, that's only Nisud Rabbanan. Remember? Rabbi Nadav and Daftal also says, but Midrabbanan, you have to get rid of all chametz, no matter where it is. All chametz of the Jews are Midrabbanan, it's just not by Rabbi Matzah. Okay, and that, it's an Nisud Rabbanan, chametz of a Jew in a guy's house. And what does Tosos do with Mechelta? Tosos never says what he does with Mechelta. The Rambam, no one ever says what they do with them. Force Mechelta against them. The Rabban suggests, or the Rabbi David or someone suggests, that they would say, no, the Mechelta doesn't mean that if it's in the guy's house, I'm not over. The Mechelta means if I give it over as a mashkon to the guy and I say that if I don't pay you, then it's retroactively, it's yours by action, I'm not over. Which is a bit of a dachim shot in the Mechelta. The other option is they can just say, we don't pass like the Mechelta. That's the Mechelta and this is the Bavli. The Mechelta and Bavli darshan in different ways. Right? So again, you could say, you know, either we reject the Mechelta, who simply passed like the Mechelta, it's not quoting the Bavli, or I think it's very dochak, it's talking about, or it means, you know, here hino plus me achshav, that you gave us a mashdom that retroactively becomes his. Then it's, I don't know, I think it's a very dochak shot in Mechelta. I'm fine, so the Rishonim say that for Tosfos to disagree with Tosfos, so they're sending the straw man. To say that when it says the house of a guy, it means only if you make it retroactively his, then it's not yours. Okay, I'd rather say they just don't pass them like the Mechelta. Okay, what makes, when does this become interesting? This becomes interesting when you go to our sugya. Let's go to our sugya. Right, and this is what Shmuel was trying to say. Fine. Let's go to our sugya. Our sugya, not like the Rashi, right? Our sugya, lefi the Rishonim. Our sugya, lefi the Rishonim. So, what comes out in our sugya, lefi the Rishonim? That kibel achrayus al chemso shogoy mutar. In Yichad Lo Bias, right, according to all the Rishonim against Rashi. Why is it much in Yichad Lo Bias? For the Rabban, this is Pashut. Even your own Chametz is Mutter in Beiso Shalgai. Even my Chametz is Mutter in, I put in the house of a guy. Golshkin, the guy's Chametz that I took a Chayas is Mutter if I gave the house to the guy. Then we just have to worry technically, did I give the house to the guy? Did I not? Well, she was kind of, she was long time, never done that. It's not much, so I gave it over. But for Tosos, this becomes more interesting, right? You have to make a chiluk. What's the chiluk? My chametz in the house of a guy is asur midaraisa. Yeah, the Rambam, they'll have to make a chiluk midrabanan. My chametz in the house of the guy is asur midrabanan. Taking a chreis, and the guy's chametz in the house of the guy is mutter midrabanan. Okay, that's very reasonable. They made Xerid Rabbanan on my chametz, they're not going to make Xerid Rabbanan on the guy's chametz. Okay, but here you're going to have to make a chiluk, right? You have to say there's a chiluk. My chametz, beveso shagai, my chametz is aser midaraisa, even in the house of a guy, but Kabbalas Achrayus on Chemso Shalgoi is Mutter. And that's implied by Tosos. So I also say it's Mutter because it's like Kibbal Achrayus on Chemso Shalnachri Beso Shalnachri. Yeah, my Chametz in the guy's house is also Midaraisa. But Mekabal Achrayus on his Chametz in his house is Heter Gomer. That's obviously the Chiluk that does not come out according to the Ramban. Might not come out according to Rashi, right? But according to all these Rishonim, Tosos, the Rosh, the Tosrid, the Rihaz, and maybe the Rambam. Let's use Rashi. It still comes out. We just want to know what's the Svara. What's the Svara? Meaning Manavshach. If the Torah means Davka Batechem Vulecha, then the Torah means Davka. And therefore, whether it's my chametz or the guy's chametz, if it's not in my house, it's Mutter. And if the Torah means Lav Davka, no, lav davka, just wherever it is. Then whether it's my chametz or the guy's chametz, it should be usher. What's the svar lechalek between my chametz and the chometz of the guy that I accepted rishos. So, who wants to tell me what the svara is? If I own it, I'm so connected to it that wherever it is, I'm connected to it. If I only take it highest, it's a partial connection. And therefore, only if I have some additional thing connecting me, such as being an Irish trust, it's a closer. Right? So what Yaakov's saying, and I got some nods here, is a tzvei dinim, or at least a tzvei drachim. That there are two tracks to having such a strong connection that it's like mine. One track is owning it. The other track is being in my property plus achrayus. Just being my property, that's not close enough to being mine. Just taking achrayus, I'm an insurance company. I take achrayus on something in Oklahoma. And that's not close enough. But achrayus and my property, that's so close that it's like it's mine. And this is what the Meiri says. I think this is what the Joseph Ritt is saying. Shmuel, you can tell me if you think about what Joseph Ritt is saying. Says the, but I think it's definitely what the Meiri is saying. Now, the Meiri doesn't hold this way, but to Dr. Makotis, he goes through all the shitas. And then Das Tosfos, I think, is what he's saying. I think this is what the Tosfos Ritt means also, although I admit the lush of the Tosfos Ritt is very complex, but what is he saying? He says, give me a second, that at first I said, that, no, wherever my, at first he wanted to say like the Rambam, and then he says, no, wherever my chametz is, it is mine. Davka b'chemtzo shel goy. The heter b'chemtzo shel goy is only chemtzo goy. Davka b'kibbol ha'chrayis b'chom mokom b'lhecha d'koy. The goy ha'fi. Even though I accept ha'chrayis is all the goy's, b'mrotza goy lito chemtzo shel ha'chi, he can take whatever he wants. Mendina ha'idol le'ari shel ha'lovi. It's not really mine just that I took ha'chrayis, it's really his. Give me a break. It's nice that I took a chrayus, but it's his chum, it's not mine. He can eat it, I can't. He can sell it, I can't.
He splits the drasha of the psukim in a strange way.
What do you mean by that?
The chol givulecha, according to him, doesn't mean anywhere. It davka means barot sufin under a shoot, but he says that that's going on the goy.
What word is going on the goy?
The chol givulecha. The Rambam says the chol givulecha means everywhere. He says that davka means your reshut, but like also barot sifin, but that's going on the chametz shel goy.
Fair enough. You're right. That's a little strange. The Meiri says that a lot better. Let's start with the Meiri. Says the Meiri that there are two ways. I don't know. I'm going to call it a tzvei dinim. It doesn't have to be totally different dinim. They're beis dinim. And what are the beis dinim? One is ownership, and the other is achrayus plus my property. Not my property, that's plus, how would you say it being in my property? Possession? Is that a good word? Right? Achrayus plus access, possession. Possession also sounds like the, what? Because my property might sound like, but the chametz is my property. It's not such a big word. Plus ownership of the real estate, in my property, right? That's very clear, right? That's two. And what's the nature of these two tracks? So the Meir, I think, says it nicely. He says, look, there are two psukim. There is lo yirah lecha chametz. Loyal lecha is referring to mine. That's b'chol dvulecha. B'chol dvulecha means anywhere in the world. Then there's lo yimatze. Lo yimatze bevatechem. Lo yimatze comes to include to be mirbed, to be cut, to be going from los achrayis. That's only in my house, not in his house. Right? So, now I admit the Tosfos Rid, here, let's, this is lo yirah lecha. And this is lo yimatze bevateichem. If it can be something that's mamish mine, lecha, that's hasr even outside my bias. if you're going to sit l'chayes usher even outside my bias. But lo yimatze, something just kabbalas achrayes is only usher in my bias. Okay, two different tracks. Where does it get a little tricky? But isn't lo yimatze l'chol say gvulecha? Doesn't gvulecha also have the second person possessive? Huh? Right? So I think the Meiri assumes, no. Gvulecha is clearly lavdafka. Because gvulecha means, what is a gvul? Your boundaries, meaning in your country. In your world. It doesn't mean your possession. And the Tosas Rit thinks, no, gvulecha also means possession. But I think you could say that under the influence of lo yimatze v'vatecha, we see the word gvulecha was really only going on chametz v'goyim. So the psukim are not so nicha, but the svar is still nicha. The svar is lo yimatze v'vatechem, because achrayus plus in my house makes it like mine. You need two factors to make something not like mine, like mine. But if it's mine, it's mine. What do you need another factor for? And maybe it's meduyik in the psukim. If you're going to say gvulecha doesn't mean my property, v'vatechem does, meduyik in the psukim. The Rit says gvulecha also means my property, and really it's as if it says lo yimatze v'vatechem b'gvulecha and lo yira l'cha. And how does he know to do that? Because we saw it makes sense. No, that vatechem at the house as opposed to a pit, a house as opposed to a field. The havdina was pikdon and the nachri is usher in my house and mutter in my backyard. Kamashlan is usher even in my backyard, but under the influence vatechem, it's still only my property. Okay, and again, this is Meiri Bedas Tosos, right? Because he himself postulates against that. That's one approach. And that's a very logical, very
Rabbi does,
reasonable.
Does the Rit have a makor for the fact that Yisrael is the chametz of Yisrael is Birshuto everywhere? Doesn't seem to have a makor for that on the psukim.
No, but he just thinks it's obvious, meaning it's mine. What do you mean Birshuto? He doesn't mean in my property or my real estate. He just means it's totally mine. It's in my possession. My property is in my possession wherever it is, unless maybe it's stolen. Where does he get this from? Maybe he gets it from the fact that there's a Gemara Baba Kama. Zelafisha Ilusolov, Zelafinish Bashuta. Everyone knows, right? I can't be Makdish or sell something that's stolen because it's out of my possession. But if it's not stolen, wherever it is, I can't be Makdish. So that shows whatever's mine, unless it's stolen, it's in my possession wherever it is. Okay, that's one approach. The Rush has a totally different approach. The Rush has a very Mechudish approach. And you know what, Shmuel? Rabbeinu Yonah is saying what I just said. Or rather, I'm saying Rabbeinu Yonah says. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu says, the olam rishos mafkiru. No, my property is always usher. It's always my rishos. The chai levar min haTorah. And I have to get rid of it from the Torah. Why? And he also didn't explain the Mechelta. Oh, here's the Mechelta. Sorry, it's the Rush who explains the Mechelta. But okay, this is the Rush explanation of the Mechelta, which is not a straw man. He holds it. I just think I would rather just reject the Mechelta, in my humble opinion. Not that I'm going to argue with the Rush. Okay, the Rush says he doesn't see Rabbeinu Yonah. I have to admit, I don't know what he means by he didn't understand Rabbeinu Yonah. Like, obviously, I'm missing something because I'm not smarter than the Rush. But I understand Rabbeinu Yonah. What did the Gemara Dasha Meruba? V'gunav mi beis ha'ish, v'lo mi beis hektish. What does that mean? There's a chiyav of kefel if you steal my property. There's not a chiyav of kefel. What does that mean in Meruba? When is there not a chiyav of kefel? If you steal kachim from me. Meaning, if you steal kachim from my house, there's no chiyav kefel. But it says base hektish. How is base hektish stealing kachim from my house? Right? So what do we see from that Gemara in Meruba? That if you steal kachim from my house, that's called stealing for base hektish, but it's my house. We see from here that no, someone's property is as if it's their bias wherever it is. Hektish's property is base hektish even in my house. Likewise, my chametz is base bias shali, but take them even in a guy's house. That's Rabbeinu Yonah meant. My property is as if it's in my house wherever it is. Wherever it is, my property counts as my house. The property is in a Kabbalah Achrayus, maybe not. But my property is as if it's in my house wherever it is. I think that's Pashut. What Rabbeinu Yonah meant. Okay, so what would he say? Yes. Yes. Sorry. I lost you.
Does in my property mean accessibility?
It doesn't mean accessibility, like I can reach it right now. Again, it can't be stolen. What's stolen is not considered my possession. It means that I could go get it. Wherever, if my property's in a guy's house, I can always tell the guy, can you bring it over? Or can, I'm coming to pick it up, right? That's still accessibility. So let's say, and I think
Rabbi, if I was Miyachid lo bayit, I can't touch it, I would assume. If I'm in the corner of my house, I'm not allowed to touch it. I would assume that. And so,
it doesn't matter. If it would be my property, even if I'm a Yachid bayis to the guy, of course I can always have my own property. Give me a break. It's my property. Just the guy's property I don't have access to. My property I have access to wherever it is. Right? My property I have access to wherever it is. I think that's what Reniel is saying. If I say to the guy, I'm a Yachid to this house, but I'm keeping my property there, then that means I have the right to defend my property whenever I want. You know, you can't not give me my property. You can't not let me have my own property. So I think that's really going to mean. But the Rush says something very mechudish. Which
Rinyoni was only talking about Kachim Mizbeach. That's the Gunami Beis Harish is only Kachim Mizbeach, where they do have the inviling.
Okay, but then it wouldn't help for us. He must have thought not that way. He must have not thought like that. We're not restricted. What does the Rush say? The Rush says a different part. What's the Rush's part? Not that there are two tracks. Ownership versus the achrayus of my property. Ownership is totally mine wherever it is. That's bevesi. It's ki'ilu bevesi wherever it is. But if it's not mine, then two factors. What does the Rush say? The Rush says differently. What's the chap of the Rush? The Rush says that really Tosfos agrees with the Ramban, it's only usur if my chametz is in my property. So why is my chametz usur even in a guy's house? What's the Rush's chap? I mean, he doesn't have a guy, he's talking about another Jew, but same thing. What's the chap of the Rush? What's the chap of the Rush? My chametz is usur wherever it is. But my chametz is only usur in my house. So why is my chametz usur in someone else's house? What's the answer? Exactly. Ikra v'kevin shesh ilu anifkat beso l'shmiras mamona karinan bei beso. If my property is in your house, then you are letting me use your house to store my property. If you let me use your house to store my property, then you're letting me your house. Let's say I say, Tzvi, can you store 4 boxes for me? You say, sure, I'll put these 4 boxes in my house. What you're really doing is letting me use your house to keep 4 boxes. In which case, you've let me that amma al-amma of your house. In which case, they're in my house because I borrowed that part of the house from you. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush. I would never send this on my own. And, hold there. I'm saying, hold this way. Really? When I accept a bikkurim for you, I'm lending you my house. But that's the Rush things. Says the Rush. Give me a second. Really, Tosfos uses the Ramban. But any bikkurim is in the property of the owner because he borrowed the house to store his chametz. Big chiddush. Really, it's only also to have my chametz in my property. But even if I put it in the house of a guy, even if I put it in the house of another Jew, it's my property. Because now they lent me that amma al amma, that floor space in their house, and now it's in my property. And now we understand the difference between a Jew's chametz and a guy's chametz, right? What's the difference? A Jew's chametz, no matter where it is in the Jew's house, my chametz, wherever it is in my house, could you let me the real estate? But if I take a chayis for a chametz of a guy, then wherever it is, it's in the guy's house. You lent the guy your property to. You didn't lend me the property. It's not mine, right? If it's not in my house, you're not serving me by lending me the property. You're serving the guy, right? And then, this makes perfect sense. The chiluk is, chametz shel Yisrael, the homeowner lent space to the Jew. But Chamesh shel Goy shekibel alav achrayos, then the homeowner, even if it's myself, lent the space to the Goy. Right? Meaning, my property, even if it's in the Goy's house, is in my house because he lent me the space. But if I took a chrayos to the Goy's property, it's nice that I took a chrayos, but it's his property. Whoever's giving the space is giving the space to him, not to me. Like, yeah, I have a chrayos, but it's his things. And therefore, he's the one who owns the space, not me, and therefore, there's no problem. That's how the Rush would explain this chiluk. If we ask, why is there a chiluk between Jewish property and Goyish house and Goyish property and Goyish house? The first answer based on the Meiri and the Rid, regardless of what you say in the Pesukim, is that there's two ways to have a strong connection to the Chametz. And the second answer, no, there's only one way to be Usher. If my Chametz is in my house, but my Chametz is in my house, even when it's in your house, because you lent me the Chametz, the Goy's Chametz that I took Achrayas, if it's in your house, is not in my house, because you didn't lend it to me, you lent it to the Goy.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Can we find a certain extent of precedent for this in Erve Chatzerot, when you're a mafkid or kelim in somebody else's house? There it's your kelim together with the fact that really it's your house and your sofa. But the idea that when you're mafkid kelim has significance.
You mean like Tfisas Yad, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be, but I'm reluctant to rely on that because Erevin depends more on Dira than Bailus. And maybe that's a Dira, but perhaps, right? What if you find an Erevin, right? The famous for Moshe that you don't need a Erev Chatziris in an apartment building before the city Erevin because the landlord lives in all the apartments because he keeps his fridge there. It's basically Gemara and Daf Pei something. An Erevin, you know, if there are five houses in the Chatzir and I, you know, rent them to different people, but I keep something in the house, like I have my plowshare in the house or something, then it's as if it's my house. Okay, maybe that's unique because Erevin is Dira and Kulas, but it could be a precedent. Good question. Why, if I'm a Kalbukhan the guy, why don't I say I lent him the house and it's his house? Right? The Achronim is the Akash on the Rush. That Akash on my head for the Rush? Is that Akash on the Rush? And the Achronim say, the Achronim is the Akash on the Rush. And the answer the Achronim give is, and the Achronim is the Akash on the Rush. And let me just make sure it fits. Yes, is that, no, it's both of our houses. It's your house, Kaskiris Lokanya, and it's also my house because you lent it to me. And therefore, either way, you're chayef. That's the Achronim say to answer up the Rush. The Rush doesn't mean that when I put my stuff in your house, it's only my house. He means it's both of our houses. He might say that they're both over. It's a little tricky because that's not what the Tosos Rush says in the Dalarim and Aleph, I recall correctly. So either I don't recall correctly, or Tzarchia. Okay, that's the Achronim say that I just realized you have to check the Tosfos Rush and Dalet Am and Aleph what he says. In this Rush, you can be whatever you want. Yes.
Isn't this even farther? You know, this whole thing about Ischirus and Shela Kone and how are you Kone? Here, it's even worse than that, and you're not making a Kenyan, you're not doing anything.
Everyone asks on the Rush, what are you talking about? If I say, can I put my bicycle in your machsan? You say, sure, I'll take the bicycle and put it in my machsan. All of a sudden, I now am a tenant. You lent me your machsan? What do you mean? Where's my Maisakinyan? Right? So, some of them answer that, no, remember we saw the shita of the Machnei Ephraim and the Ketzos and the Nesivos against the Maharit, who says that Achilas Peros could be Kona for Shechiras, even though it can't be Kona for Mekach or Memkar. So you have to say, where's the Kenyan? My usage is the Kenyan. Since I'm using it to store my bicycle, that's a Kenyan. Okay, that's what some of the Achronim say. Lemaisa, I'm not so convinced of this. Lemaisa, I'm not so convinced of this. I thought there was a much easier way to explain this. I thought there was a much easier way to explain this, in my humble opinion. Why would there be a chiluk? My house, wherever it is aser b'mei social goy. But kabbalas achrayas is mutter if it's not in my house. So I think the answer is very, in my humble opinion, I think the answer is very pashut. I thought I had a proof. I just realized right now that I don't have a proof. But I have a half proof. It's not that. Okay, let's start with the Shulta Gibor. You should know this Shulta Gibor was quoted halacha l'maisa by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, and all the Achronim agree with it. What does the Shulta Gibor say? Agav, by the way, when the Ramah and the Achronim quote the Shulta Gibor, what do they call it? They don't usually use the word Shulta Gibor, they call it Hagos Alfasi. Okay, but to know, you're reading Beis Yosef, you come across Hagos Alfasi, it means what we call Shulta Gibor. What does the Shulta Gibor say here in the name of the Riyaz, right? We don't have the original Riyaz, right? On the Bar Ilan, they published those like yellowish brownish books of the Piskei Rit and Piskei Riyaz, but we didn't find a manuscript of Piskei Riyaz on Pesachim yet. But we have the Lashem Riyaz. Lashem Riyaz means Mamish's Lashem, right? Over here, and what does the Riyaz say? He says, "V'ner be'enai shemayachem so shel goy mufkin etzlo v'kibul achrayis." You took it because of a goy and took achrayis. Think about it. By the way, this is like a very bad situation to be in. You took a chemet to a goy, and you took a chrayis for it. What are you supposed to do now? Be'iru chamir d'mei chela. It's not always so possible to do a be'iru chamir d'mei chela. I mean, they must have had a way to get rid of their chamir d'mei chela. I don't understand. I took a bekadon from a goy of $10,000 worth of chametz. What am I supposed to do? If it's my chametz, I can burn it. Right? The goy's chametz, right? I'm going to burn it. He's going to sue me for $10,000, and he'll call me a criminal. If it's my chametz, nowadays we're not as I can sell it to a guy. If I took a chametz from a guy, it's worse than my chametz, and I can't sell it to a guy because it's not mine. So what do I do? And I can't be mevatel it because it's not mine. Remember? What do you do, give me a second, if you have chametz of a guy in your possession? It's a great question, no? So, So you might think the only option is get it out of my house. That's fine. That seems to be fine. We just said, Tosla says, Makabal Achrayis, Alchem Shulgad Bisul Goy is okay. But Yichud Obayis, right? There's an answer. Get it out of my house. Achrayis Magoy in someone else's house. So, says the Shulda Gibor, nope, they've kido be a nochri she'ino by love. You're mafkid it to a third party, to another guy. Not you return to the owner. If you return to the owner, then it's all over and done with, right? Curtain closes. End of scene, end of act, right? But that guy's not available. So instead, I'm not getting to a third guy. I get it out of my house. Says the Shulta Gibor, "Hareiza over a love. You're over and by your Rabbi Yimatzei. The whole Kibul Achrayis of Shalom. If you're a Kabul Achrayis like yours, Rayu Kimafkid Chemso Biad Nachri. I'm not allowed to put my chametz in the guy's house. Now, what's the chiluk Shulta Gibor is making? The chametz of a guy. If I'm a Kabul Achrayis and put it in a different guy's house, that's usher, like in my house." The heter is not because it's not in the guy's house. The heter is because it's in the owner's house. That's what he's saying. There's no heter of chametz I took achrayis in someone else's house. Meaning, against this me'iri, rid, etc. We said, oh, it's only us if I own it, or I have achrayis plus in my house. Not true. It's us if I have achrayis, even if it's in a different guy's house. Right? So he's clearly against this me'iri. Clearly against this me'iri. Says the Riyaz, he says no. He says the chiluk is not between my chametz and Kabbalas Achrayis. Even Kabbalas Achrayis is usher in someone else's house. The chiluk is between putting it in the owner's house versus putting it in someone else's house. He says, what's the real chiluk? The real chiluk is that in my house or someone else's house, it's usher. In the house of the Gentile owner, it's mutter. absolutely work with this. We're not saying there's two tracks to connection. One track is owning. The other track is achrayis and being in my house. Because achrayis, even without my house, is usur. The heter is, if the heter is not kibul of achrayis al chemtzo shal goy, beveso shal goy. The heter is kibul of achrayis al chemtzo shal goy, beveso shal bayav. Right? And now, what is the svara going to be very obviously? What is the svara? Why is it usur? Kabbalah achrayis is mamish just about its ownership. The only heter is to bring put it back in the house of the owner, not in the house of a third party. Why do you think the heter is misvara? Why, if I put it back in the house of the owner, is it different than putting in the house of a third party? Not to whether it's out of my house. It's irrelevant whose house it is. What's the svara?
I'm no longer accepting achrayis.
Oh, but I am accepting that. I write a contract on achray for Pneva Vaveda. No. Vaila Mimo has nothing to do with proximity. It means he's working for me. Please, don't be a Karaite. Right? That's not Karaite day. It's not even a Benezra day. But the svar is obvious for both sides. If I'm a Kabbalah Achrayis, it's just as bad as... Sorry. The Isser is not Kabbalah Achrayis. The Isser is never Kabbalah Achrayis. It's a myth. You thought there was an Isser in the Torah called Kabbalah Achrayis. Why? Because the Gemara says, Hod the Kabbalah Achrayis, Hod low Kabbalah Achrayis. You start in the middle of the sentence, the middle of the paragraph. No, Kibbalah Achrayis is a t'nai in what? Yekabbalah Bekdonos Ben Anachri. The Isser is Kabbalah Bekdonos Ben Achrayis, not taking Achrayis. What's the difference? We know there's something called taking Achrayis without being Mekabbalah Bekdonos. That's called an insurance company. What does an insurance company mean? That's Rots of Yuma, the Mirkor Chaim footnotes, a long pre-Chadosh discusses Rots of Yuma. Rots of Yuma means I have a financial stake. If I'm an insurance company, what does an insurance company do? They don't accept that they will hold on to anything. What's the difference between an insurance company and a storage company? The insurance company says if anything happens, we'll pay. The storage company says if anything happens, we'll pay. But they're two totally different things. The insurance company says, we are not taking possession of the object. We're just insuring it. It's like a bet in a casino. If it burns down, we'll pay you $100,000. If it doesn't burn down, then you'll pay us, you know, the annual fee of $300. That's horse racing. Insurance company doesn't take possession. Picado means you take possession. I am taking your thing and I am going to hold on to it. Picado means holding on to it. It's lekichas picado. Yeah, achrayis the tnai in yekabel picado. But before the secondary tnai of achrayis, you need the primary definition of yekabel picados. If I accept a guy's chametz, I am the kabel picado. I agree that I'm holding on to this chametz. Even if I subcontract and give it to another guy, I still have a relationship of shmira. I'm a shomer, right? An insurance company is not a shomer. There are a shomrim. What's the difference between an insurance company and a shomer? A shomer can be chayv in omsen, the insurance company can write omsen. A shomer can be chayv in neiv aveda, the insurance company can be chayv in neiv aveda. The shomer can be chayv in pshia, the insurance company can write pshia. The difference is, the shomer is taking possession of the object, is taking the object from you, your kabel picado. The insurance company says, I'm not touching this, I have nothing to do with this object. Ian, I'm literally touching. I have nothing to do with this object, I'm just making a bet. It's just a casino, it's a horse race, right? I'm just betting. That's the difference. What is yekabel picdonos? Yekabel picdonos means that I accept it as shmira into my house. I'm taking it from you as a shomer, as opposed to I'll insure it, but I'm not taking it. Yekabel. What's the Shulchan Aruch trying to say? Again, if you want, you can stick the Russian Shulchan Aruch, but the Rush is super dark. And even then, Kuli Hai Ge'ulai. So I think Shulchan Aruch is saying something pashut. If I take a chrayis in your chametz, and then I subcontract and give it to someone else, I still took hold of your chametz. I just subcontracted. But if I take a chrayis of your chametz in your house, then what I'm saying is I'm not a shomer, I'm an insurance company. I'm not a shomer, I'm an insurance company. Because this is very pashut, right? I keep the car in my house. Taka Harel insures my car. They're not holding on to my car, they're just insuring. But between summer of 2003 and 2004, I put my car in storage. Century storage. They took a price just like Hyrule Insurance Company. The only difference is they didn't just take a price. They put my car in their warehouse and they stored it. They held on to my car. Okay, there's a difference between holding on to something with a crisis and insuring something without holding on to it. I think that's a shielding of arms chiluk. The chiluk is not, it's not a difference between chametz of a Jew and chametz of a goy. If my chametz is in your house, who cares that it's in your house? Your house is not a ptor. If I take a chrysis and chametz of a goy and put it in a stranger's house, who cares in a stranger's house? There's no ptor being in the house. The ptor has nothing to do with whose house it is. The ptor has nothing to do with batechim or vlecha. It's not about house. The ptor is, though, if I take a chrysis and chametz of a goy in his own house, then I was never mekabel the chametz as a pikadon. I only insured it without Kabbalah. And no one says, I saw some people write about this. Does anyone say there's an issur or a raisa for a Jew to have an insurance company over Pesach? Because after all, the insurance company insures everyone in this neighborhood's house against fire and flood. And they have chametz in their house. So is it us? No, of course not us and every insurance company. You weren't mekabel anything. You're just insuring. Right. Is it usher to invest in derivative securities of chametz? You know, is it usher to bet in the market, you know, whether commodities of wheat will go up and down? No, I didn't take anything. I'm not mekabel anything. I have to mekabel something into my possession for it to be usher, right? If I'm not mekabel my possession, then it's just an insurance company. An insurance company is just a bet. A bet is not value of value, I'll say. Only taking something's value of value, I'll say. And then the tonight of achrayus. But the ikar is not the achrayus. The ikar is the kabbalah's pikadon. The achrayus is just the shear of the kabbalah's pikadon. Okay, who wants to argue on me?
There's still a difference between the insurance company and the kabbalah's pikadon where it's decided where it's legal. Meaning I'm choosing.
No! What does yichud lo bayis mean? Yichud lo bayis means the guy comes and says, what's the hedge of yichud lo bayis? The guy comes and says, will you watch my chametz for me? Will you watch my chametz for me? I need someone to be responsible for my chametz. So I say to the guy, you know what? I will take responsibility for guarding your chametz. I'll provide guard services. I'll be a chevrat shmirah, right? And I'll be a chevrat shmirah with insurance. But I will not take your chametz. You keep your chametz in your own place. This is your room. Keep your chametz in your own place. That's what I'm telling the guy. I will be responsible for your chametz, but I won't take your chametz. Why would someone be responsible for something in their house and not take it? Clearly, usually, that doesn't happen. But here, for halachic reasons, I'm saying I'm willing to be responsible for your chametz, but I'm not taking your chametz. You're putting your chametz in your own room, but I agree to be responsible. Again, that's obviously a funny that only Orthodox Jews do for halachic reasons set up. Usually, someone will either say keep it in your own house, but I think this is where that's why I made you feel bias. I'll agree to be responsible for your chametz, but I won't agree to take possession of your chametz. I won't agree to hold your chametz. Therefore, I'm mafkia the getter of shmirah kabbalas achrayus. And achrayus is not an iser unless it's been kabbalas pikadon.
Sounds like I should very beginning this forgive me says that you know you exactly the opposite of Rashi and aims up to the fire. Rashi says it aims up to the fire, that changes it to say you don't have to kick it out of the house.
Uh-huh.
It's not what beer means. Rabbi Hanano says aims up to the fire.
Yeah, you don't have to take the chametz away from him and burn it.
You have to take it out of his hands and destroy it.
Uh-huh.
You don't care that that's probably not socially acceptable, but you have to literally destroy it.
Okay.
Anything, meaning you have to, so it sounds like Rabbi Hanano
what I said.
What is
it's a rechayis.
Meaning even if it's in the guy's house?
No, even that, the whole context in my house. He's only talking about my house. He's not talking about the guy's house. You're making him talk about something which is not in his realm of thought at this point. This whole mechana is only within my house. And the guy's house you're not talking about. We have no idea which way he goes. So give me a second. What's the svara? The svara is that if it's chemetz chomet shel goy bit base also hagoy, then I have kabbalas achrayus, but not kabbalas pikadon. And kabbalas achrayus, the second line in the Gemara. If there's no kabbalas pikadon, there's nothing to talk about. That, I think, is the svara. Again, I'm obviously adding of the Riaz. The svara of the Riaz, one thing's very clear. There's no heter of it being not in my house. Right? The fact that it's not in my house is not a heter. Only the fact that it's in the owner's house is a heter. Out of my house is usher. The heter is not that it's not in my house. Clearly not. The heter is that it's in the owner's house. What difference does it make if it's in the owner's house versus in a third party's house? I think the difference is clear. If it's in a third party's house, I was still makabel pikadon. I'm still a shomer. Shomer, shomer, still shomer, still shomer. But if it's in the owner's house, then I was never makabel pikadon. I'm just being an insurance company. Now, I want to take this back, Yaakov, and then I'll take it back and see if I can convince you of something. Yes?
So
I can make any tzvai that I want of what I'm responsible for. What I'm saying is this. If I tell the guy, give me the chametz and I'll be responsible, then I was mekabel bikadon and I have achrayus. Even if I put it out of my house, I was still mekabel bikadon and I have achrayus. Even if I put it in the guy's house, I was still mekabel bikadon and I have achrayus. However, if I tell the guy, don't give me your chametz, put your chametz in your own space and I'll take achrayus, then I wasn't mekabel bikadon. I was mekabel achrayus without kabbalas bikadon. And kabbalas achrayus without kabbalas bikadon is not usher. The answer is only kabbalas bikadon.
That's not what he's saying.
So
if you could have
the
loss of Kadon, but if it's in the mom's house, then you're going to be, then meaning, then you're going to be punished.
Where does he say that?
He said it's Muskanetzla. The people require, the people beyond us. Meaning it's like a
Shomer Kosa
Shomer, like everybody said.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing as insurance policy. And also, it doesn't work with the idea of
exactly. That's what he's saying is usher. Because it's not the same thing as insurance.
It's an anal dialogue. You and Mikhail, your mouth could eat all the violet.
Then it would be mutter.
Right, exactly.
And he doesn't explain why explicitly.
No,
but once I return it, I've ended. No, when I give it back to the owner, that's automatically called returning. That's what I'm claiming. Now, I know you will start coming to me from Bab and Sid Lafama, hey, right? In a Hanami, but. Okay, you know what? I will even say, I'll take it back for a second. I will even say, you know what? You might be right, you might be wrong, but that's not my main point. Because the main point is I'm trying to explain why in our sugya, the Yachlo Bayis may cover its mutter. Okay, so you might be right, you might be wrong. The Achronim argue, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, and all the Achronim generally paskin like me against you for whatever this part might be. But even if you're right, that's not my main point. The main point is, when I'm a Yachid Bayis, I'm saying I'm a Kabbalah Chrayis without Pikadon. When it's just out of my house, I'm a Kabbalah Chrayis and Pikadon just out of my house. In that, we're at the same page. Okay, so you're right, it's a detail. Now, what do I want to tighten up? Let's go back to the question of why the Rambam and the Rif left out our Sugya of Yichid Bayis. Why did the Rambam and the Rif leave out the Sugya of Yichid Bayis? Good question, huh? So, we know the Ramban and others wanted to say, because they look like Rashi. That's a big chiddush. What do I want to say? I want to say like this. What does the Braisa say? Nachish shenichnas lachatzir sheshol b'tzeikah b'yadu in zok l'bar, hefkido etzel zok l'bar, yichol b'ayis in zok l'bar. If he was mafked by me, I have to get rid of it. But if I was a yachol b'ayis, I don't have to get rid of it. According to this pshat, why if I'm a yachol b'ayis, do I not have to get rid of it? not because it's a new chiddush that there's a tnai of being in my rishos, right? According to both these pshatim, you know what the heter is? The heter is, let's just, heter de yiched lo bias. I know we have this already. According to Rashi, it is that there's no achrayus, and we had a lot of trouble with that. According to the other Rishonim, it is even with achrayus. But what's the nature of the heter? What's the nature of the heter, Rabosai? So, according to the Ramban, right? It's because there's a heter. There's a new, I don't mean new, like invented when they wrote this story. I mean new, just it hasn't appeared in Daf Beis Gimel Daled Hey, right? There's a new din that there's no iser b'yira b'yimotze in someone else's house.
Isn't that also pashut?
Why is that pashut?
Because
they didn't say that yet a chas.
Meaning there was only a hanach.
No, that was what the Rishonim discussed, and what the Gemara discussed, and the Gassamis didn't discuss at all the bodies of Rabbi Matzah. Gemara just asks who's Chayiv and Beditha, right? You could say, like Rashi, or someone did Bittel, and we're not even discussing about Rabbi Matzah. Okay, according to Tosos, Lefi Derech 1, Lefi Derech of the Rush, it's the same thing. It's a new din that I'm only Chayiv, it's my Rishos. I'm not Chayiv in someone else's Rishos, but if it's my property, then even if I put it in your house, it's my Rishos. According to the Meiri, and the Rid, if that's a new din in cases of Kabbalah Achrayus, in cases of my Chametz Tzatzos or anyone's house, in the case of Kabbalah Achrayus, so it's only us or my house, not someone else's house. But according to what I'm saying, right? According to what I'm saying, you know, which Yaakov's agreeing with me, even though he disagrees about one detail, right? Okay, I don't know who to blame this on, because the Rios doesn't say anything. I'm just like, trying to read it. I'm just reading it into him. What does the Rios say? He says, once I have a Kabbalah Achrayus, it's mamish like mine. No matter where I put it, it doesn't help. So, let's say, I'll pee the Rios. What am I saying? I'm saying no. There is no new din. It, Bayira Bayimotze, doesn't depend on location at all. This is what I'm claiming. There is no new din. Bayira b'yimotze doesn't depend on location at all. So what's the heter b'yichud lo bayis? The heter b'yichud lo bayis has nothing to do with where it is. The heter b'yichud lo bayis is that I'm trying to say that the heter b'yichud lo bayis, or if you want, you could say maybe there is, but because of Sfiras Kanya, it's not relevant here. Okay. It's not because, no new din. It's not because it depends on location, right? No new din. Let me be very precise. This sugya, the heter, is not because of the location of the chametz. Rather, what's the heter? The heter is that yichud lo bayis, that's not kabbalas achrayus. That's not motzi b'yadcha. The whole iser of lo yimotze doesn't mean it can't be present. It means it can't be in my hand. I can't agree to hold on to it. I can't be mekabel it into my yad. Motzi b'yadcha. Yatzo zesh eino motzi b'yadcha. If I'm a yachal b'yis, what I'm saying is that I'm not taking the chametz into my yad. I don't mean literally can't. I'm not being mekabel the chametz. I'm just being mekabel achrayus. I'm being mekabel achrayus without the chametz. That's no iser. It's not because of chametz, but because there's no kabbalas pikadon. Now, what do I want to tie in? You can decide if you like it or don't like it. Right? You can decide if you like it or don't like it. I want to tie in. The reason the Riff and Ramah left this out is also because it's just repeating what we have in the Fame of the Base. But next, it's repeating the heter of e kabbalas achrayus. That if you're not, because the heter of not being kabbalas achrayus, the Fame of the Base, like everyone says, based on the Rashi, which may even not exist. No, because it's repeating the rule of Kabbalah's Pikadon from the Fame and Beis. We already know that Fame and Beis is only also if you're Mekabal Pikadon. And if you're miyachal bayis, then you're not mekabel bikado. If you're not mekabel bikado, then it's no problem. That's what. What? And you might ask, okay, then the other Pshat and Rashi is the same problem. Even if it's an old bin, don't we need to know the details of when you enter that category? Don't we need to know when you're a Kabbalah Christ, when you're not a Kabbalah Christ? Okay, so the answer is, I'm not going to ask Ram, I'm going to answer for me. I think this might be the Ramban and the Rambam. Why did they leave out this Gemara? Because by the time you get through with this Gemara, there's no Chiddush. If it's Biyado, you don't think of Bar, because you weren't a Kabbalah Christ in his hand. If he's Mafkid, it's low, you have to be, you're not a Kabbalah Kadam. If he's Mafkid, it's low, you have to be a Bar, because you're a Kabbalah Kadam. If, and you're right, but the Tanai of Achrayus, obviously. If you're miyachid lo bayis, then what you're saying to them, not mekabel lo pikadon. Maybe the Gemara at first wasn't sure what the heter miyachid lo bayis was. Maybe it was because batechen. Maybe it was because it was kanya. But in the end, what did the Gemara say? No, well, you might say it's motzu miyado, whether I took it into my hand or not. And therefore, in the end, the Gemara is saying, no, this is just repeating what you had on hanging on the base. If you're mekabel pikadon, it's aser. If you're not mekabel pikadon, it's mutter. And we already said that. The Rif already quoted hanging on the base. The Rambam already said. What did the Rambam say? Listen to what the Rambam says. That chomet shel akom shaya etel Yisrael afilu haya imo b'bayis reizam wadmei she'eno shalo. Chomet of a guy is no problem. What's the problem? Afkin shehivkid chemtzo etel Yisrael. Only an akom that was mafkid is chomet by a Jew. And here he wasn't mafkid is chomet by a Jew. He just put it in his own room in my house. That's like holding mafkid chomet by a Jew. So what I'm out of time is that maybe the Rambam on the Rif left it out. Because they hold like this understanding yichud bayis that it's just a hefkid chemtzo of not being mekabel pikadon. It's not hefkid chemtzo itzel Yisrael. It's not where's hefkid chemtzo itzel Yisrael. It's a hefkid chemtzo itzel atzmo. Right? That's not hefkid chemtzo Yisrael. And that's why the Rambam Rif left it out. Okay, you can always ask why did they bring this hefkid chemtzo? Well, everyone's going to have that weakness. Anyway, kach niru l'miyus daiti. Then what do I want to say? That maybe the Rif and the Rambam left it out. Because we already know it's only Aser if you're Mekabel Pikadon, and this guy wasn't Mekabel Pikadon. Kach nira la'anias dati, to explain the day of Tosos, who did Ime. I know it's not the Rosh, you're going to reject it. It's just going too far. Whenever I give you my bicycle to watch, you're not letting me your house. It's also rejecting the Meirin Tosos Rid. Okay, I hear their Svara. I just think that at least based on the Riaz, we can say a different Svara, and that'll work better for the Rambam of the Rif. Kamenetsky.
I just want to go back to what we said before. I mean, going back by this point, does Rebbe say the Rambam go as far as the others to say that if I accept the cup, then I'm masked at least all the time? Meaning, if I'll never have to show much more, so the Rambam would be Moda that I am Hatter? That seems a little bit. I think that, like, what Rebbe is.
You're saying I have to make the Rambam agree to the Riaz, and then you have to get into your Hara, and then it doesn't totally sound that way in the Rambam. You know what the answer is? That I'm not, the truth is now that I think about it, I'm not sure I'm willing to promise for the Rambam. Because you know what? Maybe you could put the Rambam back into the written. You also say, why did the Rambam and the Rif left it out? Oh, because they all said already that your chametz is aser, and they already said you can't accept it coming from a guy, which obviously means in your house. And they would not be like the Riaz. So I wonder if you could even say the Rambam and the Rif are like. No, because. Either according to me, maybe he'd be like the Riaz, or maybe you could say, no, because that's not Kibble Etzel, because it's not Etzel. Depends exactly how you read the Rambam. I like the Rambam my way, but you know, I could see it different ways. Anyway, Kach Nir Lemi is Daiti. I don't like this idea that the Rambam and the Rif left it out because they don't like Rashi, that just they hate the Tim Sun Kabbalah Sachrayis. I'd much rather say they left it out because they hold not that it's a lack of Kabbalah Sachrayis, a lack of Kabbalah Spikadon. And if it's a lack of Kabbalah Spikadon, then.
Rabbi, isn't it a Kiddush that it's a lack of Kabbalah Pikadon?
That you can. What do you mean? How's that Kabbalah Pikadon? I said it's your own room.
You're saying bring it into my house.
Here, it's your own room. Your own room means that I'm not. It's not a Pikadon. It's your room, not my room. I mean, okay. at some point, you know, everything is going to be somewhat of a chiddush. So any Hezber in the Rambam and the Riff leaving it out is going to have that weakness. Well, there's always some chiddush somewhere. Okay, so Achor, we're going to have to swallow that unless you have something new to say, in my humble opinion. Okay. Okay, that's what I want to say in the last year. Okay, any other questions? It's me.
Is it part of the
now, everyone agrees an insurance company only pays me kind of lahaba. You're talking about a balcho. Balcho is different. An insurance company, of course, only pays me kabbalah. I don't think there's any question about that, in my humble opinion. Okay. In my humble opinion.
Rabbi, the Makor Chaim says the Rosh is about Asana Ketuv Ki'ilu Birshuto. So, that's a fair hit. Like, it's a fair hitish when it comes to Chamis.
He says that the Rosh is about... he's talking about the rush, or he's talking about the Gaonim in the rush? I thought he was talking about the Gaonim in the rush. Okay, that's one thing we didn't mention, by the way, the Gaonim in the rush. The rush says he saw that the Gaonim wrote, and he doesn't say who he means, that if I give my chametz to another Jew and he accepts Achrayus, he's over, and I don't, and I'm not over. Right? That's what the rush said. The other Jew's over and I'm not. It's not clear, the Achronim argue, and I have no way of proving it, but what these Gaonim meant. Were they the Ramban or were they in between? That's what Gorchayim talks about. Right? So someone said we should add the Gaonim. Because what are they going to say? If I'm mafkid my chametz with you and you take a chrayas, I'm potter. Okay, that sounds like Ramban. My chametz is someone else's property, I'm potter. Right? Sounds like the Ramban. The only question is, how Davka is Gabal Zacharias? What does he say? If I give my chametz to Shemin and he's Mekabal Zacharias, he's over and I'm not. So clearly, the Zacharias makes him be over, or to everyone but maybe Rashi and the Gra on the other front. Right? But is the Zacharias a tonight for me being putter, or only a tonight for him being Chayev? So here they're going to argue that Gona might mean, if I put my chametz in your house, I'm putter. Then they're just Ramban. My chametz in your house, I'm potter. You may not be chayav, depending on Achrayus, but I'm potter. However, you could be the Gaonim being in between the Ramban and Tosos. If I put my chametz in your shos, it depends whether you took Achrayus. If you took Achrayus, then I'm potter. If you didn't take Achrayus, then I'm chayav. So they could be a shara between Tosos and Ramban. We're not sure. Maybe they mean something in the middle. Right? Maybe the Gaonim in the Rosh mean that Mutter rak in kibel hanifkad achrayus. So I'm not sure. I have no way of proving what the Gaonim meant. The Achronim argue 50-50. They could be in between sheet, in which case what they're saying is that the fact they're really like Tosos. The fact that I put it in someone else's rishus doesn't potter me. I mean, the Makor Chaim is a fancy schmancy, as Shmuel mentioned, Hezber of these Gaonim. I personally feel that might be a little too fancy schmancy. But the owner might say that really we're like Tosos. They might be really Ramban. If I put in your house on butter, I'm only chayav in my own house, not in your house. But they also might be like Tosos. And they might say, no, I'm chayav for my chametz anywhere, even in your house. The location doesn't potter me. However, if you take a chrayas, that potters me. Why? Because your achrayas makes you more of an owner than me. And therefore, when you're more of an owner, I'm less than an owner. Meaning two people can't be hired for the same chametz, right? You have to give one person responsibility for the chametz. And therefore, if you take it with achrayas, you become more connected to it than I am. And therefore, I'm not chayav. We're not sure what the gonna mean.
Strain if like
in their sheet, they're adding in a Masafayas because we want to tell you that the Nifkat's Hayat Levar, okay, that doesn't seem to be why the Rosh is bringing them or what they're doing. In their Hebrew fit, it doesn't seem to be about the fact that Nifkat's Hayat.
Yeah, on the one hand. On the other hand, they bring the Raya from the Mechilta already. There's no Achrayas there.
The Raya from the Mechilta is not about that. The fact that my Nifkat's Hayat.
No, clearly, their main point is that the mafkid is potter. The right. Question is, when they add in this detail of achrayus, is that to make the nikkad chayiv, or is that part of their main point? Yeah, it's hard to tell because we don't know what context they said, right? Keep in mind, we're in the context here is the isser of the nifkad being kabbal achrayus. So from that context, that would make sense as a segue. So, I don't know. I can't prove it. You're saying then they really are in between Shita. Man, they're really a new in between Shita. They might be a new in between Shita. Meaning, I'm chayv and my chametz no matter where it is. However, if you become more shayach than I do, then I'm potter because only the person who's most shayach to the chametz is chayv. Only one person is chayv for each chametz. That's definitely possible. I don't know, but in which case, it would have nothing to do with the Svar of the Ramban. They could be like the Ramban, and the whole part of the Christ is lopped off for their main point, and that's just a side point. Could be. Or they could, no, they have nothing to do with the Ramban. They're basically Tosos, but they throw in a curveball that if the other guy is so connected as to be Chayav, then he takes over the ownership from me. Okay. Before we go.
Rabbi, I was just trying to point out that the Makor Chayim explains why for the Rosh, it's Peroi Beto. That's because of Sanakativ Kilo Rabbi Shuto, and then the Rosh and the Goanim argue where that applies. In the Kiddush of when you put a Pikadon in somebody's house, it becomes yours. Right at the beginning of the part you gave us.
Okay, fair enough, right. What's the Goanim saying? He's adding something. How can the Goanim say, just because he is Chayiv on Potter, I'm still a real owner? I mean, how could his Kabal Sachrayas Potter me if I'm the real owner? So the Goanim say, no one's the real owner. It's only a Sol Kusav Kilo Rishuso. So that Kusav is only a Sol Kilo Rishuso to one person. And if you are accepted with Achrayas, then even though I'm the real owner, but given there's no real owner, it's only a Sol Kusav, the Sol Kusav goes on you.
Rabbi, isn't he saying that for the Rosh too? They just argued you say Asana Ketuv Kilo Hu Birshuto if it's already in the Rishut of somebody else. Or you mafkia it from the Rishut of the Nifka to put it in the Mafkid. He says...
Yeah, I'm not sure how that... Okay, and the Rush might agree with that.
Just getting right over like the Rush.
Okay, but I mean, that's not his Kiddush. I mean, it's not Mahler or Mohr interpreting the Rush to say that. It's only Mahler or Mohr interpreting the Gaonim to say that.
It makes the Rosh less dachuk.
Why does it make the Rosh less dachuk?
Because this is a chiddush when it comes to chametz, that wherever it is, it's like yours.
But the Rosh is saying, because I really borrowed the house. He's not saying that part is because of Asan Kilo Rishu, so I didn't see him saying that. The main dachuk is the Rosh is that I borrowed your house. I didn't see that part being explained by Asan Kusav Kilo Rishu, so. You could look again, and you could tell me over Shabbos, but I didn't see him explaining the Chiddush part of the Rosh based on this. Okay, now, I just want to end with one point, which I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball and confuse everyone, because this is something that's not super-duper mugdar, but I want to go back for a moment to the Geder of Yichid Lo Bayis. What's the Geder of Yichid Lo Bayis? How much do I have to do to make this the goy's bias, to make this motzik by the goy, not by me? We know Skiris Lokanya, right? I don't have to actually be mocked at bias to him, right? Skiris Lokanya. I just have to be Yachid the bias to him. What's included in me? What's the gender? What do I have to do to be Yachid the bias to him? What do I have to do to be Yachid the bias to him? How much do I have to do to make that miyuchat to him as opposed to me? Make it matzoi in his property as opposed to matzoi in my property. So here is a very fascinating question. And again, we have many different days why it makes a difference. It could just be stance that sign that makes a difference, or it could be my mechudish pshat that it's about whether I was ever mekabel in the first place or not. But let's go back to the main shot. It's just a tnai makes a difference. It's a tnai that I'm only over in chametz with my rishus, not in your rishus. But the rishus doesn't depend on sfiras kanya. Matzoi, whoever the rishus is matzoi to. How much do I have to do to be meyachid and give this area over to the goy? Right. Obviously, that might be relevant as well to issues of Aram Mechiras Chametz. Right. If we're going to say that maybe Aram Mechiras Chametz is only mutter because we're meyachid the place and rented out to a guy. So what is required in renting out to a guy? So here we do have somewhat of an interesting question, interesting issue. The Marm Chalava says, Yichad Lobayis means Schiras Bekesef. I have to rent it to him with money. And the Me'iri later on in the Sugya says, no, I have to lend it to him. I don't have to rent it with money. I have to lend it to him. But the Me'iri sounds like if I really lend it to him, I have to really rent it to him. Has to be like, Schiras not Kanya, but it has to be a real serious Schiras. The Yichad Lobayis has to be very serious. The Me'iri here also says that even if it's just a closet, it's okay if I give him the key to the closet. Right? So, okay, what am I trying to say here? What I'm trying to say here is that I can't erase this board yet. Oh my.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Now I'm just thinking of how we're going to get to today's shir. Okay, let's take one thing at a time. Practically, what is the definition of yichad lobayis? So the simple pshat is it means she'ela or schiras. Schiras is not kanya. She'ela and schiras are the same thing for most of our purposes. There's some happening. There's some obscure places in Choshen Mishpat, not. But let's assume yes. Right, in Helchus Kinyan Agav, there is some weird cheetahs that say they're not the same, but that's not me too. Schiras and Sheila is all Kanya, but we're dealing with Schiras and Sheila, right? I have to actually be master or mashal in the land. How am I master or mashal in the land? So we know, Kashem Shakarka nicknames because of Shabbat Chazaka, Kach Schiras Karka is nicknames because of Shabbat Chazaka. We defended Rashi, who says Mesiris Mafteach, etc. But, you know, maybe Sirius Mafteach, maybe not. Remember, we saw Machlotzi, the Marid, the Marifraim, and the Mafteach Ephraim, Udi Imei, that I mentioned 15 minutes ago, whether Achilles Peros works. Okay, I need to do a real Maisa Schir. So one possibility is that it's talking about just Achalos, or She'ela, Alpidin. That's Yichud Obayis. I have to give him a bias with, and that's what the Maram Chalava says, I have to mask your bekesef. That's the Me'iri use the lotion of she'ela, right? So let's put this, the Maram Chalava says, the Maram Chalava. Mask your low bekesef. Okay. And you know what? Maybe it's not mask your low bekesef. I can even give it to him for free as long as we do a Maisa Kinyan, right? You know, or some other masakinyan. That's one possibility. Maskelo bekesef or some other masakinyan. However, yesh ladon al zeh, because in the next line of the Gemara, which we really have to analyze on its own, it says that if you have chametz of a guy in your house before Pesach, you have to build a mechitza asar tefachim around it. Why do you have to build a mechitza asar tefachim around it? Most Rishonim say, why do you have to build a mechitza asar tefachim around it? So you don't come to eat it. Meaning, the case where there's no achrayus, there's nobody relying on say, but you don't want to come to eat it. However, says Rabbeinu Chananel here, sarach mechitza asar tefachim kedei sheyetzim rishus Yisrael legamri, to get it out of the rishus of Yisrael. You need mechitza asar tefachim to get it out of the rishus of the Yisrael. What does that seem to be saying? So, who did I put? I put the Ran in the Makoroshi here, and many Mishonim say, and I thought I also put the Ritva? I guess I didn't. Okay, Lo Mishana. Okay, Noani Mishnah. Says the Ran, no. The case is with Achrayis. The point of Mechitza Gvoh Asar is to be Miyachid Lobayis. Mechitza Gvoh Asar is Bidin Yichid Lobayis. So Machlok is what's the Mechitza Asar doing there? Is it Bidin Shemiyavu Lachlo? Or is it Bidin Yichid Lobayis? Is it a case without Achrayis? There's no Daraisa problem. Just Shemiyavu Lachlo, you build the Mechitza? Or is it, there is a Daraisa problem, there's Achrayis, but Yichid Lobayis, Mechitza Asar, Bidin Yichid Lobayis. That's the Shita that seems to be in the Rach. That's the Shita that the Magen Mishnah quotes from the Ramban, who we don't have. And the Baal Ha'itzer, that's the Sheet of the Ritva, the Ran brings it as Yesh Omrim, that Mechitza Asara counts as Yichud Lobayis. Now, here's the interesting question. How does Mechitza Asara count as Yichud Lobayis? Mechitza Asara is not a Maisa Kinyan of She'ilor or Schirus, Bechora, right? Meaning, the Maisa Kinyan of She'ilor or Schirus is with or without the Mechitza Asara. Meaning when I build a Mechitza Asara, I'm doing it with no other parts, right? It's Godar. I'm doing Kinyan Chazaka on behalf of the guy on my property. Well, normally I can't do a Kinyan for you on my property, right? Normally, I most, at least for many of Kinyanim, I can't do a Kinyan for you on my property. But I wonder about Kinyan, like I can't give myself Kesef on your behalf. I can't do a Kinyan Chatzar on your behalf. I can't do a Kinyan Hagbah on your behalf. I can't pick up my property and say I'm doing Zohar for you.
Don't you do art? Can't you be Hefker though? Can't you be Mafker your shoes?
Maybe I'll be Mafker and then doing Kinyan Chazaka for you. Okay, that's interesting. Maybe beside Kinyan Chazaka, I never thought about that. But here's the interesting question. What about, and maybe, let's think about this. What about Mechitza Asara? What about Mechitza Asara? Lifi, Rach, Ritva, Ramban, Ve'etar. Not according to the other Rishonim. According to most Rishonim, it's no problem. How does that work? Where's the Yichid bias there? So Yaakov says, maybe it means a Kinyan Chazaka. The Ritva says, I have to make a Mechitza Asara midaito of the guy. I have to ask the guy, do you want me to make a Kinyan Mechitza Asara and make a Mechitza Asara for him? Maybe Taki means like Yaakov. Maybe I can do a Kinyan. It's a big chiddush. But it's a big chiddush. But maybe it is. It's a big chiddush. But maybe it's not so crazy. Maybe it's not so crazy. I'm not sure if it's crazy or not. Says the Ritva here. Poslo Mechitza Agar Sarah. Oh, 1 second. Here we are. Afilu kilo achrayis kaven to oved midaito de goy ki yichad lobayis. Since I'm making it of the das through the das of the goy, meaning I'm asking him, do you want me to make your mechitza asara? That counts as yichad lobayis. Maybe you could say a kinyan. Maybe that's a big finish.
But from the language of the Gemara, it seems like you found the goy's chometz in your house. You didn't. He didn't come bring it in or anything. He's not there.
I don't think it means you found. That's the previous line of the Gemara. I think here means you have. You have. You know you have. Just Pesach came and you have to figure out what to do with it. So what shot in this Mechitza Sasara? It could be that what's shot in the Mechitza Sasara, maybe somehow there's a Maisa Kinyan here. Maybe there is a Kinyan She'ela Uschiros. Where's the Kenyan She'ilu Schiros? Like Kenya Chazaka. Maybe there's some other Kenyan, right? Chazaka. Or maybe, I would say the Kenyan is Achilles Peros. He's using it as a Kenyan. But then, why do you need the Mechitza Asara? Unless the Mechitza Asara. If you say the Mechitza Asara is for Yichud Lobayis. Right. Lefi, those who say it's for Yichud Lobayis. Okay. Let's even very sharply. Lefi, the Ramban and the Itter, who say that it's Midin Yichid Lobayis, right? Maybe the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Chanan will be like, okay, they say very clearly Midin Yichid Lobayis. Okay, so maybe it's a Kinyan Chazaka, being a little tricky, or maybe geder of matzoy biyado is not formal shela uschiras. Maybe it's not about formal shela uschiras. After all, if it was formal, then schiras lo kanya, shela uschiras wouldn't help. Meaning the afkir achmanu blashali matzoy, we should matzoy biyadcha. It's not about formal shelus schiras. It's a new gender of practical matzu biyado. Practically, is this in my space or in the gun space? Not choshen mishpalais, not the lawyers and the accountants. Schiras, after all, schiras lo kanya anyway. Meaning, just like ownership doesn't mean ownership because it ain't a mishus shalom anyway. It's just ki'ilu. Okay, my bias doesn't really mean my bias because it could have, but the serious lokanya, we have a heterogeneous bias, we say it's matzu biyado. It's really all about matzu, it's not about whose it is. It's just a new getter called matzu biyado. Misha yotze, it's not formal shilos chivas, but practically, my space versus his space. And in which case, the mechitza asara makes perfect sense. When I build the mechitza asara, that is dividing. Good fences make good neighbors, right? That is dividing my space from your space. There's no greater way to tachlish restrict my space than build a mechitza asara. Then the mechitza asara makes perfect sense. It also makes sense what the Meiri says is that if I give you a closet, I have to give the guy a key. Nowadays, some people say you should give. In the old days, they used to make you give the guy a key, but maybe it's just to show you're serious. The Meiri says no. You need to give the guy a key, otherwise it's still your space. Who cares that you rented it to him? If you have the key and he doesn't, then it's still your space. Right then, it's very nicha. What's nicha to this? I know, you're going to say, Rabbi Bednarsh's whole agenda for all of Maseches Pesachim is just to make everything not of the dependent on the foot, all by your must say not a matter of the form of halos vitals on the house or of the chametz, but just an existential getter. And I'm going to say, I might plead guilty based on the evidence. Nicha, mechitza, gevoa, asara, which again is only one shita. The Meiri says it depends who has the key. Why do we care about the key? Unless he meant Mesiris Mafteach like Rashi, but that's not what he said in Avdalid. He might have meant, because if I have the key, it's really my space, no matter what it says on paper. If you have the key, it's really your space, no matter what it says on paper. And this might be a little bit the Rid. The Rid has a funny lashon. What does the Rid say? Einu matzoi b'chol beso. It's not matzoi b'chol beso. Meaning, what does matzoi b'yadcha mean? Matzoi b'yadcha means that I could bring it anywhere in my house. If I'm a yach in a corner, I can't bring it into my, it's not matzo b'chol beso, it's only matzo in one particular part. That's what I'm called matzo b'beso. So I think this might be actually slightly different geder. This might be slightly different geder. And now I'm going to end with one point. Or maybe the Rid. Says the Rid. That matzoi b'chol beso. It's only matzoi if I could bring it anywhere in my property. Now, you keep things in one place, but you could put them any place. Not something that's left in a separate space. Matzoi b'chol beso, meaning the hanter is something. What matzoi? Nothing's matzoi. Only Hashem is matzoi everywhere, right? But it means matzoi b'chol beso, something I could put anywhere in my house, as opposed to is set aside and only something that belongs in my whole house, not in a separated space. I understand nothing's in my whole house, but it's shayach to my house as opposed to here, it's shayach to one place. So he's saying yichal bias means it's not shayach to my whole house, it's shayach to one place. That's like what matzu b'yado. I think maybe the pasuk shot is matzu biyado just means my house versus your house, but not based on formal shelo schiras, because that won't work for all the shitas. It works for some shitas, right? Like the Maron Kolava, who just wouldn't say this shot. But it means practically, is it my space? Practically, is your space? What determines that? What determines that is common sense kind of things, right? Does it feel like my space? Does it feel like your space? And there's a Shagas Aryeh like that. Shagas Aryeh says, you know what's a brilliant way to avoid Bal Yerubal Yimotze? According to the Ramban, wherever the Chavis says, I'm mafker that square inch of my house. Now it's not in my house anymore. says the Shagas, says the Achiezer back to Shagas Aryeh. Even if you're mafker that square foot of your house, it's still by Rabbi Yamatze. Doesn't matter if you own the house. It depends if it's your house. We all know it's your house. You control that house. That house is under your control. It's under your possession, your control. You use it. We don't care if it's your house or if it is not your house. I think that's basically, you know, here we have the sort of nafkamina. Hifter basal. Again, I mean, you're really mafia your house. If you're really mafia your house, everyone agrees that's okay. Mamish, I have a house someplace. It was flooded in a hurricane. It's worthless, etc. I say, you know what? I don't want the trouble anymore. I'm mafia. Obviously, there's no buyer of Rabbi Yamatze. That's what we mean. What he means is you pull a trick, right? Like it's a mind trick. Ah, buyer of I find coming to my house in Pesach and I wasn't vatal yet and I can't move it because of whatever reason. I'm mafia all the ground under that chametz. Says the Shagas Aryeh, it works. Says Mahani, it's not my house anymore. Says the Achiezer, lo Mahani, it's still my house. My house doesn't matter who owns it. Matzu b'yado. Bateichem alone would have meant depends who owns it. But really, Matzu b'yado, come on, we all know this Matzu b'yado. Here, I'm going to point out that, so here we have another machlokis. I spent the whole time discussing whether it matters if it's your house or not. Let's assume it does matter if it's your house or not. But what gedder of your house is the gedder of your house a choshen mishpat gedder? Just Matzu b'yado include she'il and schiris, even though it's not tanya. But it depends on choshen mishpat. That would work with the shagas of the ma'am chalava that says you have to accumulate kesef to get yichud lo bayis. That would work with the, and maybe you could say mechitza asar is kinyi chazak, or you could just say we're not going to work with those shitas that mechitza asar counts as yichud lo bayis. That word with shagas Ari says if I'm mafgir, that balata and that tile in my house where the chametz is, all of a sudden I got out of my rabbi yamatzik. Okay, the Shagas Aryeh says, I'm still trying to push peace, so it's not a head to go. Or do we say, no, it's a matter of matzu b'yadcha, it's not formal, it's practical. Does it feel like it's in my house? Does it not feel like my house? Is it in the place where I am in charge of, and I'm in control of, and I'm using? Or is it not in the place where I'm in control of, and in charge of, and using? Is it in my space or not in my space? Or maybe the rid, is it something I could put everywhere, or something I can't put everywhere? Meaning, is it part of my life or is it not part of my life? Now, I'll just point out that if we now go back, we've sort of killed my, what we just discovered now is that if you're really going to be very subjective, and I don't like to say existential, it sounds too fancy, very subjective about Rabbi Yamatze, both in terms of the ownership and in terms of both in terms of the ownership of the chametz and in terms of the ownership of the property, then you haven't killed the Bir Alachas Heter. The initial Zadah, you've killed my Heter for Man Gevachiris Chametz, because Yesh La'ayin very much, when I sell my Chametz nowadays, you know, whose space is the Chametz in? I know technically Al Pidin, I granted it to a guy with all the proper kinyan, it's all there in the contract. But whose space is it really? Could I bring it through my whole house? I mean, I could. No one really cares, right? The guy doesn't really care. Like, you can easily imagine someone saying, oh, all of a sudden something crazy happened, whatever. Like, I all of a sudden need the space for an emergency. I'm moving the chametz to someplace else. Okay. I'm not sure. You're a little iffy. I don't know if your average Orthodox Jew would do that. You know, is it really my space or really not my space? You know, I tape it off. I haven't really given him the key. I haven't given him control. He doesn't know where it is. The guy actually has no idea where in my house the chametz is. Right? He'd have to come and find out. You know? It's very iffy, very borderline. Does it really feel like my space or not? I'm not sure what I think. Because on the one hand, I taped it off and I wrote chametz. On the other hand, sometimes like one drawer in the fridge, you know, is that really like not my, is that really not my space? And it's totally my kitchen. I'm in control of this kitchen. I can, the guy cannot open it. I mean, theoretically, you can come get a key and I can't open it whenever I want. The guy really has no access here and I have access here. You know, it's very... How many people really feel like it's the guy's pantry as opposed to my pantry? So, yesh la'ayin harbe, I think that's another reason to throw a monkey wrench into our mechiras chametz. You know, even if you're going to say that through a bat, or even if you say like Tosfos, you know, to what extent does it feel like my house? The only thing, okay, if you put all the math together, you see that you have to calculate all the different chakiras we made. And all the possibilities, you'll see that the row of odds are that Mechiras Chametz works. We're not going to complain about Klal Yisrael. I just want to point out that when it comes to this Maskana Matzu B'Yado, we thought it depended on Kinyan, Schiras Kanya. It doesn't depend on Kinyan, it depends on Matzu B'Yado. How far have we traveled? It doesn't depend on Kinyan, it depends on Kalo She'ilu Schiras, or it doesn't depend on Kinyan, it depends on who it's found by, who has practically more of a relationship with it, or this rid, whether it can go, where I can put it anywhere in my house or I can't put it anywhere in my house, whether it belongs anywhere in my house or it doesn't belong anywhere in my house. And therefore, yesh l'ayin, what our gedder is nowadays. No, he's talking about both things. Yeah, I think I'm putting the line through Shaksari that might not be on the sheet. But but it's there. I'm not lying. But you're right. Anyway, there's a lot more to say about sheet 23, but it's not for now because the hour is already late. So hopefully we have a good grasp of, I think, basically at this point, we have learned almost everything there is to learn. I don't mean that way. Almost everything that I plan to learn about Bayura Bayimatze. There's always more. That's the way Torah works. It never ends. And I want to go on next time. I want to have a brief discussion. Spend a year on this. Schiras Kanya. What does it mean that Schiras is not Kanya? Is Schiras a Kenyan? Is it not a Kenyan? And then I want to discuss this Gemara of Hamotzi Chametz Vesa B'Yamta of Kofa Alav Es Hakli. I want to discuss that as well. Okay, I thought next time we'd also get to Amifarish Vayotze B'Shayara. That's looking a little less likely. So maybe next time we're just going to have to go through sheet 24 because we're a little behind and go in the Gemara till my time amid Vidili and Shimine and see all the various discussions of Rishonim there, which will center around. Rashi and the Ritva and the Maram Chalava, and we already discussed some aspects of this. And the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam there. I'll send it of course to Mirza Hashem later. All right, if anyone has questions, please feel free to ask. Sorry for keeping everyone so long.
Rebbe?
Yes.
How come you don't want to mention? How come we're not mentioning the Malamor here, which is a very marchik lechet shita here? Malamor basically held that the whole definition is based on lecha. Relo yirei lecha and bal yimatzi is only bal lehetera, to give a heter of the one specific case pikdonot esel hanochri. I mean, that, in other words, that lo yimatzi it has nothing to do with the definition of chametz. I think that's the way I understood the Balamor, which
for some reason I'm not sure I see. Last time I said I didn't understand what you meant. You explained this to me at the end. I'm not sure I see the relevance of this to here. Explain again what that has to do.
The Rambam and in other words, the whole definition of chametz is totally an achrayus legamre. It's nothing to do with which reshus it's in or not which reshus it's in. It's just that lo yimatzi comes to give you a tour that if it's pikdonos, it's an anochri, it's potter. But it's not changing any definition here of what chametz is. Maybe I'm wrong. So I would appreciate if you would just.
All right, I'll think about it.
Look at the Balamor and tell me what you
think.
I'll think
about it. Daniel. Does it
the
Yad Shemur?
So Rebbe was saying that
I
wanted to use the. Should then explain why the Rambam is much better. But we saw that there's two ways of explaining the Rambam just in terms of the Bnei Chela. So isn't Rebbe is trying to place the Riaz in Rambam, isn't that then approaching with the Chai Adam saying the Rambam? That's more of a formal kind of Kabbalah Spikdonos.
Give me a second. Give me half a second. Isn't what I'm saying in the Rambam the same as the Nishras Adam? That only if you have a Kabbalah, and therefore, according to what I'm saying, since there's no Kabbalah, going back to Nishras Adam. is what I'm saying the same as the Nishmas Adam? Is what I'm saying the same as the Nishmas Adam? Give me a second. Certainly the way I said it, it's the same as the Nishmas Adam. Maybe it is the same as the Nishmas Adam. In which case, why didn't I just say I'm saying the Nishmas Adam? Okay, Seder. It's not such a crime, because the Nishmas Adam also didn't say it explicitly. I had to explain him. So either way.
Then we get back to the Heter.
Okay, by the time we get through this, you're going to convince me you sell Chametz. According to my pshat in the Rambam, then you have a good raya for the Nishmas Adam. If it's just something which I have a total financial stake in, but I never actually agreed to be Makabel, then there's no problem. The problem only starts from Makabel. And then we get back to the Nishmas Adam, which is a good thing. Okay, I'm Ode. Thing well.
Hey, you. Rebbe could be Malik. In one case, it's in your house, one case, it's not. And with one case, I'm going to say, like, they have to come in your house,
Mm-hmm.
But it's to be Yahweh for the chest for someone else. No?
And it's mutter because I wasn't Makabalit.
I think Rebbe could change the Hagar slightly and say, it's mutter because I'm not as connected to it.
No, but then I don't have an explanation why the Rambam left it out. That's what Shemin's saying. If I want to explain why the Rambam left it out, I have to say it's already found in the Rambam. And to say it's already found in the Rambam, oh no, but that's what I was saying to you before, that maybe you could say, you're right, this is the according to what I'm saying, Shemin's right. The question is, could you have a third explain why the Rambam leave it out? So the Achronim say the Rambam left it out because he holds like Rashi. There is no Heter Vichel Lepais. I'm saying that's a big finish. All right. Not that Rashi is no Heter Yichel Bayis. Yichel Bayis is just saying there's no Achrayus, in other words. I was saying, no, the Rambam left it out because he held that Yichel Bayis is just not being Mekabalit as a Pikadom. And he already said Kabbalah's Pikadom. And what Yaakov's saying now, which is really just echoing what I said to him in our three conversations ago, is that, no, based on the Rin and the Me'iri, the Yiched lo bias is just a let me find Yiched lo bias is just a lack of beveso. After all, the whole Rambam is only talking about Eitzel Yisrael, not Hivkid Chametz. Eitzel Yisrael. Okay, maybe Yisrael is not such a good lesson, but let's assume that you know this is all talking about beveso, which the Rambam you know mentioned at least a few times. Actually, the truth is that he always said Eitzel Yisrael, Filoim of Bias. Okay, it's a getter called Eitzel Yisrael. No, Eitzel Yisrael. The Rambam says Eitzel Yisrael. And what are the written of Meir saying? Kabbal Sachrai is only usher if it's Eitzel Yisrael. But if I was Miachel of Bias, then it's not Eitzel Yisrael. My Chametz, no matter where it's Eitzel, I'm Chayim. But the Chametz of Achrai is only Chayim if it's Eitzel Yisrael. So the Rambam already told you there's no Eitzel Yisrael. So really, why did the Rambam leave it out? It could work just as well. For again, we're not going to imagine the Rambam of Russia. It worked just well for the Rid and the Meiri, as for my pshat, Eitzel Yisrael. It's a lack of Eitzel Yisrael. And once the Rambam says that the Rambam left that Yichel Bayis because it's not Eitzel Yisrael, then it's not the same as the Nishmas Adam. And then it's going to depend on what's called Eitzel Yisrael, what isn't. How seriously do I make this? It's own rishos, or does it depend if I make its own rishos? It depends if I'm sochar to him, kedasu kedin, etc. Okay, I'm totally moda to what Yaakov or me or whoever, came out from between the two kruvim, as it were, that, you know, Arielin is warpath against everyone who says the Rambam and Rif left it out. Again, you have to look at Lashon the Rif. Let's assume we can find something there. The Rambam and Rif left it out because they hold, like Rashi, there's just a tendency of achrayas, lack of achrayas. They say, no, it's a tendency of lack of goals because of. You could also say, no, we don't care about Kabbalah's being cut like Mekor Chaim. It's a lack of Eitzel Yisrael. So it doesn't prove one way or the other. Technically, what I said does prove, but I didn't have to say that. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I was really just on the warpath against maybe anyone into the alleged Rashi, because you see, I have a chip on my shoulder about it. You know, whatever, everyone has their chips on their shoulder, right? You know, this week we discovered I have a chip on my shoulder against those people who disagree with Akedas Yitzchak and those people who think that there's no Heter V'Yichud L'Bayis if you're Mekabel Achrayus. Okay. That's my agenda for the day. It's a good horror, Anthony.
Is there any problem with the fact that
no, not at all. Because, not at all. Because, first of all, the argument to the Gemara says, Oslo Mechitza Mishav Hector, and says, Shem Hector, you don't need because you're not afraid you might come to eat it. So, and also because who says that a Mechitza counts as Yichud L'Bayis? I mean, it's simple shot. I would never say Mechitza Yichud L'Bayis. I'm not Yichud L'Bayis for him. I'm just putting Mechitza there. How does that make it his? I never told him. The Rebbe says, no, and I tell him that I'm giving him this big. It never says. As far as we meet the Gemara, we think the guy is in Spain, and all of a sudden I build a Mechitza. How's that Yichud L'Bayis? You know, so that's my simple shot is that it doesn't bother me.
How's that point for the on the community? Where the that very poorly with the Marcus diet, and here, it sounds like he needs Yarmouth.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So how does that work? Unless you say that, maybe. Yeah,
we don't all agree with you, though.
So I want to hold this thing out of your house and fire the fire. That's fine.
You're saying, ah, oh, but that's not what it says, yeah. Right?
So I thought if you say you hold like an option, you know, that must be to respect, but maybe that's my
Hold on. Rashi never said that.
Okay, Rashi will hold.
Some are heard him say for Rashi.
Right, I'm saying, definitely
will
find
the
odd case out. I don't know if it's not relevant.
Correct.
So, and then
it could be because there's no Tashmisa then. Because by Yom Rishon Tashmisa. Not Bashiva's Yom Tashmisa.
Okay.
All I'm saying is not so cautious. Okay, but fine. But it doesn't matter. It's a sheet out there, right? It's a sheet out there. But basically, you're right. If you say that we're in the Chum and nothing to do with Tashbisa, then it's the Lala of Lalor. But if you assume, like most people assume, that they do it to do with Tashbisa, then are you sure it's Mocher from Iri that he holds that? Sounds that way, right?
He's talking about Tashbisa and Bayera, and he said, it was a line right after he said that just you can figure out how to it's fine. He then said,
you know what? Just to be fair, I haven't checked. Or maybe I once did, but many years ago. What's the Yerushita on that issue of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Maybe he does say they're not going to fetch Bisu, or here it's a little funny. The Chachamim say Mefar Vazor L'Rocham Ataliyam. Why don't they just say put in the street? Or maybe Midocha he would say no. Really, Midoraisa you could put in the street. Just Midrabanan you shouldn't put in the street. You know, they preferred, you know, they said destroy it so that some of the flying didn't eat it or something. But it's dachuk. Anyway, yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. Again, unless you say that Rabbi Yehuda Chacham in that Mishnah are not talking about the Shbisu at all. I think that you have to start by seeing to your holding Rashi or Tosos on Daf Yud Beis on the base. Yeah. Right? Okay, so we have behind. I mean, you have to fill in the facts.
Yeah.
On that same thing, you said based on the plan, I didn't have to go. We don't need to say before. We have to be in a panel on our city that sits up with the fire document is destroyed. But Rashi chooses to go against the plan and say it doesn't. Is that because she is Rashi? Is that Rashi is the city? I mean, could we say that they're all talking about mixed and Rashi is the city? Theoretically, I mean, even though in this context right now, we're saying he's up with the plan. But theoretically, this whole city is talking about how not just by Europe, you also have the first pieces. So, Rabbeinu Hanan, in order to, it mean, once you ease up with the fire, would it be enough to take it out of your house and just be cut? Maybe just not be enough. You actually have to take it out of his hands and destroy it. Because we're talking about the first pieces specifically. The word is up with the fire, I mean, the first pieces.
I understand what you're saying. So, first of all, you could only say that Rabbeinu Hanan, you shouldn't be so a dyke of Rabbeinu Hanan. He doesn't mean that it wouldn't be enough to send him out of your shus. He just means if you want to keep him in your shus, you don't have to take the chametz out of his hands. Although I admit that
even though Rashi Dafka says, and he Right.
Well, Rebbe Chananel didn't know Rashi. Yeah. But if you do want to die from Rebbe Chananel, I admit it's a very reasonable idea from Rebbe Chananel, then I think you might have to say something along those lines. Look, that's the big Shagas Aryeh who says something along those lines. Who says, Big Shagas Aryeh says something along those lines. The Shagas Aryeh says that even though taking it out of your house is Mekah, it gets out of all your Matzeh, Liman, the Omar, etc. But it's not Mekah Tesh Bisu. You're not Mekah Tesh Bisu unless you destroy it. That's a famous Shagas Aryeh. And it's not, you know, a reasonable idea. You could have said, no, but you could Tesh Bisu Mekah, get it out of your house. So no, it means Tesh Bisu, destroy it. So you're saying that, why did Rechon Al say this strange thing? Why didn't you just say,
Rashi thinks you talk about armor time and touch pieces and do it back. Rashi is very low bar for touch pieces. Rashi thinks you can touch pieces with bitter. So that you armor time and touch pieces in. Rabbeinu Chanan Elishi thought so. It's not true that Rabbeinu Chanan maybe reads, Rabbeinu Chanan reads that the whole thing is also to be edited, but the whole discussion of the review that comes is also to be edited. You need to actually destroy it. So talking about touch pieces, you're not to fire your own.
I hear exactly what you're saying. I hear exactly what you're saying. You're saying well. Again, unless you say it's all Lavdavka, which is the boring way, right? Why does he say that? He says that because the Gemara says it's Zakuk Levar, so he's just interpreting it as Zakuk Levar. But Rashi also knew that, and yet Rashi interpreted it a more normal way. So, you know, if you want to be boring, you could say no. There are two ways you can solve the problem. Take it out of the guy's hand and burn it, or kick him out of your house. Rashi gives the more normal way that anyone would do in real life. Rebbe Chananel just gives the way that fits the Lashon of the Gemara, the Ein Zochuk Levar. Right? And you shouldn't be the Dayak. But that's the boring way. If you say, no, there's really Machlokas, say what's the Machlokas? The Machlokas seems to be based on the Shagas Aryeh. And a Chanami, you kick him out of the house, is no Bayi Rabbi Yimatze. How can you say there's Bayi Rabbi Yimatze? Chamitzim Adoy, Gershus, Gai, etc. But are you Mekayim Tashbisu? And here, where Rashi says Tashbisu has a low bar, and Rebbe Chananel says Tashbisu means mamash. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And it makes it much more bishmak
You're saying well. You know, I still have like a bit of a skeptic in me that says maybe don't be Madaik. But I admit that that's not. It's not really what you're supposed to do. I hear exactly the time now. Look, a lot of people are Dafka, but you're saying well.
Because Rabbeinu Chananel knows that it's not that. For meaning, what's he saying? If you were Zakuk Levar, you would have to go out of the cup to take it out of the guy's hands and destroy it. Rashi thinks, obviously people don't want to do that, but it's enough to just take it out of your house. Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, you'd be chayav to do that, because otherwise it'd be over on the race.
I understand. I agree. I'm asking. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're on good terms again.
I assume this was also agreeing on the couple of guys.
Yeah, I saw.
Rabbi.
Yes.
It would seem to me that the Makor Chaim Derech Agav is saying the Svara in the Rosh.
No, I know it's Derech Agav saying in the Rosh. What I meant to ask you is, but is he using the Svara to explain the Rosh, or just since he was saying the Svara anyway, meaning, is he working out the Rosh al pi his Svara because Mela, once he has his Svara, he's working everyone out? Or is his Svara actually help you understand the Rosh? His Svara helps you understand the Gaonim. He's clearly saying his Svara to help you understand the Gaonim. What I'm asking is, does his Svara help you understand the Rosh? Or just stop? Once he has his Svara, he's working out the Rosh.
It does that.
How so? What part of the Rosh does his Svara help you?
Like literally, Birshuto, you cannot the location.
But why do you need that? The Rush says that the guy lent you the location. So why do you need Asana Katot?
No, why the Rosh says that Beit Echai is like that the Beit of the warrior Petachamitz is like Beito. Why is it like Beito? Because Asana Katot Ki'ilu Hu B'Rishuto.
Where is this?
In the second line, it says the Afagionim Saver Devet and Ifka Karobe Tokedat Rosh. Rak the Saver de Chiam Rinan Gabe Hametz, the Afal Pisha, and no Birshuto, Asoa Katim Kilo Birshuto. Then, like they say, Doc in the situation, but it sounds like that's why the Rosh says Devet and Ifka Karobe Tok.
Really? One second. Even the Onum agree that Beit and Ifka is Karobe Tok, that's a Rush. But they hold that, again, don't mix up, but they hold that since really you don't own it anyway, and the Torah is made as if you own it, that's only if it's not in someone else's house. But
the Chiyam Rinan, that makes it sound like the Rosh says we say it always, and they say we only say it sometimes.
Yeah, but I think this line of Birshuto means the Ba'aluto. Meaning you don't own the chametz, the Torah makes you own it. The Torah only makes you own it when it's in your house, when it's in someone else's house. Oh, but I hear what you're saying. Lof kia.
I'm a diet from the Dechi Amrinan.
Yeah, one second. One second. There's an erosal lignos, etc. Doesn't explain the seller rush veg on him. Doesn't make it. How is this explaining the rush? I see what he's saying. Are you saying that you haven't really borrowed the house? Just the term is if you borrowed the house. He doesn't say that.
He's not talking about the Rosh. That's how I understood that he understands from what you said there, Hagav.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, he doesn't explicitly say, the reason why it's as if it's your house and you put it there is because of Asana Katov Kilu Bershuto. Right? He's really using it to explain the Gaonim. If you accepted Achrayas, am I not responsible for it? Because it doesn't belong to me anyway. And once the Torah made it in your rishus, because you accept that Christ, the Torah doesn't also make it in my rishus. Right?
Lashon of Dechi Amrinan makes it sound like the Rosh says it because Amrinan. And they say, Ki Amrinan only in this situation.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this. The Rosh says, correct. The Rosh says, if it's my chametz in my house, Amrinan asol kalsam kilu b'rishuso. If it's my chametz in your house, then since I borrowed that house from you, it's like it's in my house, and I'm reading a song called Sekilu Bershuso. That I agree. What I'm just claiming is that, think about it logically, that hasn't actually explained the rush at all. The rush is your soda is still going to have to be, you lent me your house to put my bicycle, or rather, you lent me your house to put my box of bread.
I thought he understands your chametz anywhere it is, it's in your shoe, not just in your property. It's in your, in terms of the location. It's in your, where it is your shoe. The Kiddush and the Din. But that's how I understood it.
But then why does the Rush have to say that you lent me the location? Why can't the Rush just say that you kept it in your own location? Why does the Rush then have to say that you lent me the location? The Rush does say that.
Let me look again.
I I just don't see how it comes together. I don't see it super explicitly here, and I don't see how it comes together logically.
I see. Okay. And that the Rosh seems to give another reason for that.
Right, and then go back to Makor Chayim, like, you know, I don't want him to say something the Rosh that's against what the Rosh says. So that's why, okay. You know, I'm not seeing it. I'm not sure, but I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
If Lee Netter will think about it again.
All right. Thank you.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Two questions. One, in the case that you mentioned for the Riyaz, where the Jew is holding a pikadon.